Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to visit right now with Clay Manning. He's the head coach of the Lewis Cass Kings. Great to see you, sir.
Hey, good to be back. Yeah, this is a beautiful facility they got here now. So we're excited. We're, you know, on a bit of a roll. I think we're playing a real good team in Tipton tonight, so it should be a great night.
Absolutely. I got to mention, I'll just start with notes on the other side of the sheet. Three games, you guys are averaging 23.7. You're only giving up 6.7 points per game.
Defense has played really well, especially up front, and we've really shut down the run each of the last 2 weeks especially. And when you can get a team one-dimensional, that makes it defending the pass a lot easier. We will not be able to shut down the run tonight, but we hope to contain the run, and hopefully the defense has another night like we have had.
I got to mention, Coach, you're doing real well in the Hoosier Conference. You're the only team left unbeaten.
Yeah, well, this conference is a meat grinder, so I don't know that anybody can plan to get through all the way unbeaten. We've got to take it one game at a time, and we're happy to be undefeated right now, but need to be so at the end of the night. That's what counts.
I got to mention, last week you went against Benton Central. They were 2-0. You were 2-0. You got them 35-6.
Yeah, they were. They've had a really nice start to their season, and it was one where I thought it was going to be a really good game. It turned out, you know, we shut down the run really well early on, and so it looked probably a little more lopsided than it should have been. But yeah, I was proud to see our guys come out and put one on somebody, which we've not done for a couple years.
You talk about your defense. I got to mention your 4-man front. They're all seniors. Keaton Llewellyn, 6'6". Brayton Henry, 6'3". Luke Chambers, he'll play both ways, and he'll pump and kick the ball for you. He's 6'4". And Eddie Prince, 5'11". Those are four big guys.
We look a bit like a basketball team out here. We've got most of the basketball team out. So we've got good size up front defensively. They're playing very well. Our linebackers are running to the ball well. And so, yeah, we're hoping to take advantage of our size a little bit tonight.
Your junior quarterback, I got to mention L.J. Hillis, 6'5", 175. He completed 50% last week, and Hayden McClain can run the football.
Hayden has really, really come out and had a strong showing in the first 3 weeks. He looks like a senior, and that's what we've lacked a little bit the last couple years. LJ has done a very nice job so far. We're still working on maturity of taking what the defense gives you in the pass game, because if we can be both a running and passing threat with our offense, I think we can be pretty dangerous.
You tell me Tyson Good is a senior. He's got a lot of ancestry right here in the Good household. He's 6'5", 170. What an athlete.
He's probably the best athlete in the school. He's not played football since 7th grade. Came out this summer and said, Coach, I want to play some ball. And so we're playing him at receiver offensively and corner defensively. And, boy, I've really been pleased with him. And he's a great kid, good attitude, and he covers a lot of ground on defense and offense. He can make some special catches, too. He's a special talent and has done very well so far.
The last thing I'll mention, athletic director Greg Marchand. I tell you what, 43 years coaching baseball, 22 as a physical education teacher, about the same working right there in the athletic department. He used to be the offensive coordinator back in the day. Can you remember that?
Just barely. I was a little guy back then. But, yeah, Coach Marchand, he's a legend at Lewis Cass, and we're very lucky to have him. He's had great success in baseball and been very supportive of the football team. And so, yeah, it's fun when you, for me, being back at Cass now, I get to work with all those names that used to be my coaches. So it's been a blast.
I got to mention one more thing. I think you got 7 on your staff. 5 have graduated from Lewis Cass.
That's right, yeah. And one of the two that hasn't is my dad, who was head coach here for 30 years. So, yeah, we've got Cass guys on staff, and that makes it really fun. We've guys that understand the tradition, the way things work at Lewis Cass, and that's been a big part of our success so far early on as well.
Your dad, Scott Banner, got Mr. Harrison right there in Lafayette.
He is. He's a Harrison Raider. So
1974.
I didn't know the year. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blast getting to coach with him. I live a block away from him now, and so he's around the grandkids all the time, and he's retired, but it does a great job for me. He's in the box now, which he had not been since, I think, 1985. So it's been fun having him up top.
Thank you for coming back from college.
You bet. Thank you. You bet. Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Clay Manning. We're going to walk this direction. I do see Dad right there. Dad's busy. We'll walk this direction. Blue Devils going to do battle tonight with Lewis Cass. Blue Devils, they got a different uniform on. They're dressed up for Armed Forces evening. They're all wearing black, yellow numbers. They're easy to see. I tell you what, Coach Toll, your players look very nice.
Yeah, well, it's well, something different tonight, trying to represent the National Guard tonight. They came to us, you know, in preseason. We thought it'd be a great idea to recognize those guys and our veterans and all those people that serve our country. So a little different look tonight. So hopefully we play as well as we look.
The other day that I got to mention, I just talked to Clay Mannering without me even saying anything. He said they basically got a basketball team on their roster. They're tall.
They got a lot of height, and they're a good football team. They're 3-0. They're on a roll. They're going to play with confidence. So, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of things right in order to be successful tonight.
I got to mention Tipton right now, 2-1. Lewis Cass, 3-0. Get a win tonight, you'll be tied at the top of the East Division.
That's always the goal, so easier said than done. So starting division games, and, you know, we're trying to improve every week, and we really think we've had a decent week of practice. It was kind of strange this week with Labor Day, so JV game was on Tuesday, so it kind of messed up our week. But I think hopefully we recuperated pretty well, and hopefully we perform adequately tonight.
Last week you went to Twin Lakes. You got a 13-point win. You guys pretty much led that whole game. But Twin Lakes had a good onside kick. What do you think about that?
It was really good, and they did it again, and they about recovered a second one, and it would have gotten real interesting. But yeah, we did some good things for sure. We did not tackle very well. We'll have to do that much better tonight. I think the biggest thing for us is we're going to have to be able to block their front four up front offensively, and we didn't do a very good job of getting off the field last week. Twin Lakes kind of shot themselves in the foot a couple times, and we didn't cause them to get off the field. They kind of caused themselves to get off the field, so we'll have to do a much better job of that tonight.
Held them up to five, stopped them in a dead track, kind of ruined their night right there.
A couple goal line stands. I think they threw a couple interceptions. I certainly don't anticipate Cass doing that. They're extremely well coached, and they typically don't beat themselves. So they're got a lot of experience. I think they've got 16 starters back, 8 on both sides of the ball. So we're gonna have to play at a high level tonight.
Missing one player, 57 Jackson Withrow. He plays offense, defense. He's 6'4", 287. I watched him at practice the other day. That guy gets to the spot. Like you want him there by jogging and getting there.
He's a pleasant surprise. Did not get much experience at all last year. So, but obviously he's a very big person, and he did a really good job in the fourth quarter. We ran behind him a lot last week. I think 6 or 7 straight times to go in for our last touchdown. So, he's doing a nice job. They've got an excellent front four. So we'll see how he does tonight.
Levi Burkett, he played pretty good on defense, outside linebacker, tipped the ball and got a pick. That was big.
Levi's very, he's very athletic, and we had to move him to the offensive line this year. He's played lots of positions for us, but he made a great play and caused a turnover, and that was obviously huge for us.
I faced a couple of corners tonight. One of them 6'5", the other one is 5'5".
Yep. They've got a lot of heights, and I think a lot of them are basketball players, and we don't have a lot of heights out there at our skill position, so that will certainly be a challenge for us this year.
So we're going to switch numbers with 87 and number 2 tonight. This for tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, we just had jerseys in. I mean, they brought the jerseys in yesterday, and so they passed those around, and they just didn't fit the way we needed them to fit. So we moved them around a little bit. I think we got 3 or 4 kids in different numbers tonight, but should be an effect on the game for sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Toll. Right here's Coach Stoker. We'll see if he wants to say anything. Coach Stoker, I say, what? How's Luke doing at college?
Luke's doing fine. Thank you.
You're in there to visit him lately?
You were there last weekend.
Got his stripes on, sitting on the couch with 2 guys right and left?
No.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Luke. Luke Stoker's dad. That's Brett Stoker. That guy knows more about football. I'll tell you what. He's forgotten more than I know. That is a fact. So we're going to walk up this direction, up to the press box. We'll have a pregame up there. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. We'll talk about the East and the West Division. We're going to walk through the press box here, go up the ladder. Getting ready for football here at Clifton High School on a Friday night. So we'll walk up this direction. And at first, we'll talk about both administrations. We'll talk about each school. First, we'll talk about the Lewis Cass King. Lewis Cass King High School, they have an enrollment of 413. Their Class 3A, sectional 34. They have 17 in their sectional. We'll mention they are Lewis Cass. They're currently 3-0. Lafayette Central Catholic, they're 2-1. Benton Central, 2-1. Rochester, says in my notes here, they're 3-0. Winnemac, 1-2. Delphi, 0-3. And Seager, 1-2. The principal at Lewis Cass High School is Barrett Bates. The athletic director is Greg Marchand. The athletic secretary is Lindsay Kaufman. I got to mention, helping with baseball staff, she probably helps quite a bit. She's a teacher, but she helps out in the athletic department. That's Mrs. Amy Dinsborn. We're missing back home, Lewis Cass, Owens Memorial Field. They have natural grass. Lewis Cass High School is located at 6422 East State Road 218, Walton, Indiana, 46994. You can reach them by telephone, 574-626-2511. On the web, it's lewiscassathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at Coach Mannering. Coach Mannering is the double N. We'll mention they wear the collars red, white, and navy. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, East Division. We'll talk about that division when we speak about the Tipton Blue Devils side of the paper. We'll let you know the Lewis Cass Kings are currently 3 wins, 0 losses. This is going to be their first game along with Tipton's first game, Hoosier East Division. The head coach is Clay Mannering, kind enough to spend some time with us pregame. That was nice. He's currently 8 wins, 14 losses, working in year number 3. He went to high school at Lewis Cass, 2006 graduate. He went to college at Hanover, 2010. Next game on the agenda after this one for Lewis Cass, the next Friday, the 16th of September, Northwestern will be at Lewis Cass, 7 p.m. start. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, school enrollment, 454. Their Class 2A, sectional 36. There are 8 teams in their sectional. 5 teams are 2-1. And they are Franklin, they're 2-1. Alexandria, 2-1. Tipton, 2-1. Eastern, 2-1. Eastbrook, 2-1. Bluffton, 1-2. Blackford, 0-3. And Elwood, 0-3. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stolson. The athletic director is Corey Fernone. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. Tonight, they're wearing black uniforms, jersey, and pants. They've got a bright yellow number. They've got a name on the back. They are representing the Armed Forces National Guard tonight. And we'll mention they're in the Hoosier Conference. They have 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and the West Division. We'll talk about the East Division. Right now, at number 1, it's Lewis Cass. They're 3 wins, no losses. At number 2, Tipton, 2 wins, 1 loss. At number 3, it's Hamilton Heights with 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 4, Northwestern, they're 1-2. and the Western Panthers are currently 0-3. In the West Division, at the top, it's West Lafayette Red Devils. They're 3 wins, no losses. In second place, it's Benton Central. They're 2-1. Third place, Central Catholic. They're 2-1. At fourth place, it's Rensselaer Central. They're 2-1. And at the bottom right now, it's number 5 position. That's Twin Lakes. They're 1-2. So we'll mention Tipton Blue Devils are currently 2 wins, 1 loss. As mentioned, this will be their first Hoosier Conference East Division game. We'll talk about the East and West Division a little bit in a moment. And I will mention the head coach for the Blue Devils is Coach Aaron Toll, 131 wins, 67 losses, working in year number 18. He went to high school right here at Tipton, 1990 graduate. Went to Indiana University, got his degree, 1995 graduate from IU. Next game on the agenda next week for Tipton is Friday, September 16th. Lafayette Central Catholic will be right here to do battle with the Tipton Blue Devils. It's scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. We'll see if that changes. It may not, so plan on a 7 o'clock start next week right here at Tipton High School. We'll talk a little bit about the results from the Hoosier Conference game night. That's last week. That was week number 3, September 2nd. There were 5 games, all cross-conference games. That means nobody played anybody in the same division. But it's different tonight. Well, mentioned last night finished up like, last week I should say, it finished up like this. Unbeaten, Lewis Cass was at unbeaten Benton Central. Lewis Cass got the win, 35-6. At Northwestern, they traveled to Central Catholic last Friday night. Central Catholic got the win, 42-13. Hamilton Heights, last week they hosted Rensselaer Central. Hamilton Heights got the win, 21-0. Another 7:30 game last week at Twin Lakes. Tipton traveled to Twin Lakes. Tipton got the win, 34-21. In the final game last week in the Hoosier Conference, crossover, we'll mention it's 7:30 start time. Western traveled to West Lafayette. West Lafayette Red Devils got the win over the Panthers, 47-18. Now we'll talk about this week in the Hoosier Conference. Game night is week number 4, Friday, September 9th. Also happening this week, started last night, the Pork Festival. Right here, Tipton County Pork Festival. It's growing and growing. I heard they have a carnival set up for kids. Don't quote me, but I've heard that to be true. So check out the Pork Festival. It'll happen again tomorrow, all day. They got the streets blocked off. It's safe. We'll mention tonight's ball game, 7 o'clock start, Benton Central. They're out of the West Division. They are at Western tonight. East Division, folks. And the 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights. They're going against Northwestern tonight. They're both East Division matchups. Hamilton Heights at Northwestern tonight. We'll mention 7:30 start time tonight. Lafayette Central Catholic. They're a West Division foe. They're going to travel to another West Division foe. They'll be at West Lafayette tonight. 7 o'clock start right here. Lewis Cass out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Right here with the Tipton Blue Devils out of the East Conference. And a 7:30 start, Rensselaer Central out of the West. They're traveling to Twin Lakes tonight. As mentioned, going to start about 7:30. Both teams out of the West Division. Out of the East and the West Division, they're going to play one another. There's 4-5 teams in each division. They'll accumulate a record in their own division. And then at the end of the season, I believe it's October 14th, Hope 14th will be the crossover game. And those crossover games will be the team in front versus the team in front of respective divisions. And they line up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they play equivalents across the division. That's who they play each other. And this year it'll happen at an East Division site. So the Blue Devils will play a home game on the 14th. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. Get the Blue Devil Band out on the surface. Here we go. Well done. Didn't miss a note. Were you in the band at one time? You are in the band. I tell you what, what's your name?
My name is Ashley Robinson.
Ashley, you did a fine job. I saw you doing the movements over here. Very good. So that's Ashley Robinson. She's up here beside me. She's going to probably Ash probably work on the medium-sized iPad. Do some filming. I got to mention the flag is at half staff right here in the United States. If that matters, overseas or anything else at half mast for Queen Elizabeth II, 96 years of age. COVID is a terrible thing. So I'm going to silence.
Thank you. Tonight, we're coming on first
in Blue Devils hosting Louis Champagne tonight. Should be a good ball game. Looking for a good ball game. We will mention again, we welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to Tipton High School, Tipton Sports Complex. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity football game. The Louis F. Kings and the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are very thankful. Robbie Kendall, I tell you what, that guy knows a lot. Check his website and you'll learn. You can be your own broadcaster. You can pick a team, find a team. You can go to audiosportsonline.net and learn a great deal about Audio Sports and about how to get hooked up with Audio Sports Online. So they're getting ready to bring the teams out to the surface. We'll mention across the way their own locker room, their own building. Got all the facilities over there. That's where the Louis Fast Kings are at. They're inside, probably getting a pep talk. A little bit of the chalk talk. 5:14 left here in the pregame. Blue Devils yet to come out of their locker room. And looking for a good game tonight. And we'll just mention a little bit about tonight's game. We'll talk about the Blue Devils and the Louis Fast Kings. They're both Hoosier Conference members. They're in the East Division, each one of them. Tipton Blue Devils currently, per game average offensively is 38.7. They give up defensively 16.3. Louis Fast Kings, offensively, they're scoring at an average of 23.7. And they're giving up defensively as an average of 6.7 points per ball game. We'll let you know they've each played three games prior to this one. On August 19th, Franklin and Tipton went at it right here. It was a 14-13 contest. Franklin got the win. On August 19th, Pioneer did battle with Louis Cass. That's an every year occurrence. August 19th, Louis Cass got the win 16-0. Second week on August 26th, Blue Devils went to Elwood High School. Blue Devils captured a win, and that's a sectional foe, could be. Tipton got the win, 68-14. In the second week at Louis Cass, that's August 26th. Well, mention Louis Cass out, but he got the win, 20-14 over McConaughey. McConaughey, one of the former Mid-Indiana Conference members, and not now. I think they're up in the conference up there with Peru. So we'll also mention week three. Week 3 on the season, chipped the Blue Devils. That was last week. They traveled to the Twin Lakes. Had a 7:30 start on September the 2nd. We'll mention the Blue Devils got the win 34-21. And last week, we'll mention happening across the way, Benton Central High School. Lewis Pass got the win at Benton Central. That was last week, September 2nd. Benton Central was unbeaten. Lewis Pass went in, got the win 35-6. So they're waiting to bring the guys out of the locker room. 6:54 on the wristwatch. Pre-game clock on the scoreboard says 2:35. It's counting down. Got a pretty good tunnel made up for the Blue Devils to jog out on. Field looks marvelous. It does absolutely look marvelous. Would you not disagree?
It is absolutely wonderful. I love it.
It's going to fulfill a lot of sports. You're going to be able to play on this.
Yeah, there's definitely, it's going to last a while. Oh, yeah, soccer, things like that. It's definitely going to.
In the springtime, when it's terribly cold, the baseball team will come out here and field ground balls.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
So, absolutely, they're waiting for the guys to come out of the locker room. Here come the Lewis Cass teams. They've begun walking out of their locker room. Lewis Pass going to wear the white jerseys, the red pants, the red helmets. I will say Blue Devils going to wear their normal blue helmets with Devils on each side and a decal. They're going to take a seat there in the corner of the end zone. The Blue Devils coming out. And as Lewis Pass walks out of their locker room, the sun is shining. Might have been around 80 degrees today. Not terribly hot. Actually, I think the weatherman called it to be 84 today. Talking about some rain tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but not continuously. But each of the 4 days, you're going to have a chance for rain to fall. They say Sunday might be the most saturation of a rainfall we'll get. So the Kings are going to make their approach. Stop at the gate. 46 seconds left, pregame. Ought to be a good game tonight. We've got a minute. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Atlanta New Earth Festival, that's going to happen on September 24th and 25th. That's just a couple of weeks away. Well, you can be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th. And yes, the population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this small northern Hamilton County town has seen as many as 100,000 visitors at the annual Earth Festival. In Atlanta, Indiana, I've seen Rick Smith has been there a couple times I know of. Say, well, when he's on the premises, the young kids are walking behind him. Looks like they're walking behind a giraffe. And Rick Smith's a pretty cool guy. About the same age as me, matter of fact. And I will also mention, at the Earth Festival, you'll see unique arts and crafts, antiques, vintage decor. They'll have a farmer's market there. They'll have a kid zone. They'll have food and live entertainment. There is no admission charge needed. You get in for free. If you want info for booth space, you can get your own booth space. You can call the town hall. Talk to Jennifer. That's 765-292-2726. Again, that number is 765-292-2626. On the web, you can go to AtlantaIndiana.com. Again, that's AtlantaIndiana.com. If you like the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, you'll really enjoy the Atlanta Earth Festival. Nothing like it. The Blue Devils out on center field. Going to adjourn and come to their respective sideline. Twin Lakes Inn. You're going to jog around the goalpost at the south end of the field, getting ready for a coin toss. And a lot of guys getting ready to play the game. They're getting ready to play some football right here. I say what? NFL started up last night. Say what? That game, first half, was a game. Second half was a different story. We'll talk about that in a short, brief halftime right before the kickoff of the second half. We'll talk about, try to get through these NFL, who's going to play who, week one. And as you already know, the Buffalo Bills defeated the L.A. Rams at Los Angeles. Josh Allen, what a big guy. 6'5", 237. Josh Allen can throw a spiral. He can throw a bomb, and he can run the ball. He runs design plays. Right there, Leslie Frazier and company. So they're going to ask the captain to walk out and have a coin toss. Getting ready to find out who's going to kick off. They may already know. We may be seeing a symbolization. We'll find out. Jogging out, seeing Clyde. Walking out there. Eli Burkett. What if I hear Eli Burkett going to wear number 2? And Vince Cooper going to wear number 87. It's because of jersey size is what Coach Scholl said. The jerseys just seem to fit the other way. It just wouldn't quite fit. So they're wearing opposite numbers. We'll also mention Mr. Goodrich, the same Goodrich, he's going to wear number 1 tonight instead of 81. Didn't have an 81. He's wearing number 1. And I think that's all the differences we have number-wise. So we'll be okay there with the roster. Not as much effort as I thought it might have been when I got notified last evening about a number change. The Blue Devils are going to receive. I think I just looked up. I believe Lewis Cass called the toss and I'm deferred. Might have been that way. But anyway, the Blue Devils are going to receive. They'll go from the north to the south. Lewis Cass will kick off from the south to the north. Lewis Cass going to kick off toward the scoreboard right there at the north end of the field. That scoreboard provided by Dan Young right here in town 2 years ago. So the umpires and the referees get out in the middle field. They have a little pow-wow, and then they break. And guys, you know they play the game. You know they like the game. They love the game, or they would not be here. We're going to get a little run in right there. Line judge. Opposite line judge. Getting ready to kick the ball away. And the Blue Devils are going to receive Lewis Cassidy. They're going to kick the ball away. Lewis Cass game, we're going to see Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers, he's 6'4", 230. He's a tight end, a defensive lineman. He's going to be the kicker. They kicked the ball away. I believe he'll also punt. Well, we're up in the booth right here with a legendary figure. We're up here with Coach Scott Manry. Blessing to be here. See if Coach Scott Manry will say hello. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are we doing?
Hey, good. Nice to see you up here.
Enjoying this.
It's nice to being down there.
It's a lot different, but I like it. So it's good. Hey, thank you.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to have a football game there. Gave us some time. I might have intruded. Maybe not. His daughter can sing. His wife can play the piano. Saw that live in Chocolo. Here comes the kick. Low elevation. We take a right side. It might get to the end zone. It might not. It's going to go out of bounds. At the 3.5-yard line. That's unfortunate. That kick was on the way to the end zone. A touchback would have been good for Chambers. The Blue Devils are going to start in good field position at their own 35. They'll spot the ball 25 yards from where the kick took place. They could have taken it out of bounds. You knew they were going to take it at the 3. Or they could have backed him up 5, let him kick it again. So offense on the field for the Blue Devils. Vince Hoover, call the play in the huddle. He checks the wristband. Ball spotted, 35-yard line from the left hash. It went out of bounds on the Lewis Cass sideline. you know, working a shotgun, single man in the backfield. Vince Hoover called the cadence. Double wing, right side, they'll pitch it right to who? To Eli Carter. He's going to pause the game. He'll pick up first down yard. He's going to pick up 14 yards on the first carry. Might call it 13 and a half, Eli Carter. Avoided a couple of would-be tacklers, got extra yards after the contact. So we're going to roll the clock. Chains are set. Ball spotted, nosed up to the 49-yard line. Blue Devil territory. At the right hash, Lewis Cass King is going to line up the four-man front. To my knowledge, they are four seniors. Slot left. They got trips left side. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. He's going to hand off again. Eli Carter, he'll go right to left. He'll take it out to the middle of the field right there on the Blue Devil logo. A Blue Devil logo, blue and black. Got a white surround, a circle, and an outline of blue around the white. Probably looks better this way than maybe just the logo out there in the middle. Pretty good design technique by whoever did that. So they move the ball into Twin Lake territory to pick up three. Second down, seven. Trips to the right, ball's in the middle of the field. 48-yard line, handoff again. Eli Carter will be hit by the linebackers at about the 45, and they'll take him backwards. They get a positive gain. They're going to give him to the 44-and-a-half-yard line. They're going to call it on the board. It's actually going to be third down. They're going to need four for the first. Big play right here. Blue Devils, Twin Lakes, Meyer, Lewis Cass. That's what you do when you play red teams back-to-back. So Lewis Cass going to try to get a stop here. The Blue Devils need to pick up 4 yards to move the chains. Goodrich, near motion, he'll go away. Lugger, fumble the ball in the backfield. Try to get a handoff to Eli Carter. Ball ended up on the surface. Going down to fall on it was Vince Hoover. They'll keep the ball. It's going to become fourth down. The Blue Devils going to send out a punting unit. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line. Line up in punt by 12 yards deep is Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett flipped a lot of fields last week. He got at least two inside the 10. I think one inside the 5. Snaps good. Boot. The line drive is taken away from the receiver. He's going to float around inside the 15. And it'll come to a complete stop at the 14-yard line. Touching it down right there is number 20, Isaiah Mahaney, a freshman. So Blue Devils going to line up on defense. First possession, we're going to see Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass huddled up on the sideline. They're getting their play. They'll probably jog right in through the line of scrimmage. We'll double check. Yep, they're going to line up in the line of scrimmage. Getting ready to snap the football. They're going to line up in a split left. Under center is going to be L.J. Hillis. He's a junior, 6'5", 175. He'll hand off right side. He'll get out to 15. It's going to be a one-yard gain pickup. Ball carrier, Cooper Frey. Cooper Frey, the ball carrier. He'll pick up one. Second down, nine. Huddle up, call the play. Clock moving, 8:56. No score, early going at Chipton High School. A Friday night, under center once again. L.J. Hillis, he'll reverse out. He'll hand off fullback. They get a positive game. Blue Devils going to try to stop him there. They will. Right there, you got Carter in on the tackle. Also, Sam Klein. They're going to stop him just shy of a first down yardage. They're going to need third down and one. Third and one, clock moving, 8:24. Play coming in from the sideline. Play clock is at 20 seconds. Started at 40, and then they'll adjourn the huddle. Play clock down to 12 seconds. They get to the line of scrimmage. Under center, L.J. Hillis, junior quarterback. Two in the backfield, pro set. He got a wing right, split left. He'll reverse out. He'll hand off. Trey. Cooper Frey gets his first down. He dives forward. It's 6'3", 200. So they'll move the chains. They'll pick up the first down. And they'll respot it. They'll begin. Once again, their right hash out to the 27-yard line. Lewis Cass territory. First possession, Lewis Cass. Distant first possession. Couldn't pick up necessary yardage. Punted it out of there. Here's the first possession for the Cass Kings. Under center, L.J. Hillis. Deep motion. They're going to hand off. Stop right there at the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils. Levi Burkett in on the stop along with Chase Higgins. Be a gain of about one, if any. They're going to call no gain. It's going to be second down 10. So running plays so far. We'll see some passing attempts in this ballgame, no question. Trying to do the running plays right here, trying to get everybody bunched up. L.J. Hillis can throw the passes. He threw several last week at Benton Central. He completed half of them. They'll go under center once again. Let's check the line of scrimmage. Split left. Here comes the motion from the wing back. He'll hand off tailback. He'll spin around, running with the football. Hayden McClain. He'll be stopped there behind the line of scrimmage by the Blue Devils. Hayden McClain wears number 30. He's 5'10", 165. Blue Devils are pushing backwards as they become third down. They're calling it 13 on the board. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. Ball's pretty close to the middle of the field. 52 yards, 52 and a half yards wide. 120 long, 100 yards. Goal line to goal line. It's going to be an early snap. It's going to be a flag. Early snap infraction. It's going to come in from the line judge. Line judge on the west side, and he'll call it. They'll back it up. They call it illegal procedure. They'll back it up 5, and it's going to become third down 18. Looking for Sabres right there, calling the defensive huddle for the Blue Devils. Number 31, Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey, a sophomore, 5'9", 155. Up to the line of scrimmage, Lewis Cass. Going to line up in a shotgun. L.J. Hillis, nobody in the backfield. They go deep motion. Pass in the flat, left side, going to be caught. Working to get loose. We've got some freedom. Working right there. That's Tyson Good. Number 4 makes the reception. They get about half of it back. We're going to bring up a fourth down. We're going to see the punting unit for Lewis Cass. So the ball spotted out to the 28-yard line. 28-yard line, going to boot the ball away. Back to punt is number 88, Luke Chambers. As mentioned, he's a senior. He kicks off. He punts. Plays tight end. He plays defensive line. That's Luke Chambers. He plays defensive tackle. He'll punt it out of there. It's going to be a fair catch called for. He'll make a good catch. And that's Dane Goodrich. The Blue Devils will put the ball in play here 5 yards further than the opening kickoff. They'll start at the 40. Ball spotted right here in the middle of the field. Kind of mentioned those Indianapolis Colts. They're going to be in action on Sunday at 1 o'clock. They're going to be at Houston. They'll do battle with the Texans. Listening to some NFL radio today and yesterday. Heard some predictions made. They said Houston might win 4 games. So hopefully the boost, the Indianapolis Colts can come out with a victory. Colts are supposed to win the South in the AFC. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter is going to drop to throw out the shotgun. Going to roll right. Going to let one go. You're going to grab it. You're going to throw an incomplete pass on purpose. Trying to get to Isaiah Mahaney. He wasn't trying to complete it. He's going to live for the second down. He had some pressure in his face. He was rolling right. He'll come over to the sideline. He'll pick up the play. Jog back in. That's Vince Hoover, quarterback for the Tipton Blue Devils. He's a junior, 6'3". We've got him at 216 this year. I think last year might have been 230, about 230, something like that. Guy works in the weight room. He throws good pitches. He's a pitcher. on the baseball team. Shotgun formation. Pass play. Left side to flat. Bubble screen. Isaiah Mahaney. They're going to positive gain. We'll pick up about 6 yards on the quick pass to the left flat. They'll push him on out of bounds. Lewis Cassidy. They're going to call him actually a gain of 4. Got him out of bounds early. Clock stops at 5:25. Going to bring up a third down. Third down 6 for Tipton. Ball spotted at the left hash, 44-yard line. They're going to line up trips to the right. Up on the line of scrimmage right there is Spidell. Shotgun formation. Got split out left side of Goodrich. Short side of field. Eli Carter, pass play. Other way, they'll go with Isaiah Mahaney to pick up a block. But good defense right there. No gain. Got to credit good defense in the flat left side for Lewis Cass. Well done. That was Cooper Frey. Came up with a strong safety and made the play. The Blue Devils are going to back up. They'll punt the ball away once again. Defensive contest thus far. About maybe 4 or 5 passes thrown between both teams. So Levi Burkett pulls the snap. Good snap. They'll boot it out of there. It'll go right sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll hit up the officials right there. And they'll let them know where it went out of bounds. They're going to say it went out of bounds at the 26. 26-yard line. That was probably generous, but not much for the Blue Devils. But they had a flag opposite sideline over there to East Line Judge. The flag lay there at the 42-yard line of Tipton. Just inside the numbers, it's going to be against the Blue Devils. They're going to kick over. So it's illegal procedure. That kick didn't really happen. Although the time off the clock is not going to go back on it. Actually, Lewis Cass is going to take the option. They'll decline it. They'll take the ball right there. So Lewis Cass is going to take the football where it went out of bounds. It's going to be about the 26-yard line. They'll line up at the left hash. Lewis Cass offense, second time. No score thus far. We're at the 4:42 mark, first quarter. L.J. Hillis checks the line of scrimmage. He's under center. Motion goes away with Frey. He'll get the handoff on a jet sweep. The motion in, Frey goes up the team right side, up the right hash. Picks up positive yardage to pick up a gain of about 6. Going to bring up second down 4. Both at the right hash, spotted. It's nosed up to the 32-yard line. Got to mention, this field is quite easy to see where the ball's at. All the markings on it are just as true as they can be. So under center, L.J. Hillis. Motion near side. You're going to reverse out pathway. Left flat, going to catch it. And Frey going to dive forward. They get to the 40. He'll pick up first down yardage. Look at them right there playing defense. Dane Goodrich in on the play along with 36 Calvin Condit. Then a roll of the clock. First down, yardage gained. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline. It's going to come in via the feet of number 4, Tyson Good. Tyson Good, he's a baseball player. He bats first in the lineup for the Kings. 3:32 left. In the first quarter, going to be a shotgun. It's going to roll right. L.J. Hillis lets the ball go. It's caught across the 50. He'll dive across. He'll pick up another first down. Pass is caught. And credit this catch to Llewellyn, 6'6", 180. Wide receiver in the right flat. Positive game. They'll roll the clock. Change is set. Ball spotted at the right hash at the Blue Devil 48-yard line. Game clock moving, 3:12. No score. We're in the first quarter at Tipton High School. East Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. Going to run a shift right here. Relocating players here behind the line of scrimmage. Offense. They got twins left side. They're going to go near motion. They're going to roll left. Catch is going to be made. Nope, it's going to hit the surface. Had to dive back for it. That was Llewellyn. It's a difficult pass play. L.J. Hillis, he's a right-handed quarterback. Rolling left. Bit of a difficult play. You don't want to throw back against the grain very often. But the pass could have been caught, but it was not. Llewellyn couldn't get that one. They'll respot it at the 48-yard line. Right hash. They're going to line up tight end right. It's Luke Chambers. They got a wing left, wing right. Pass play, opposite way. Tyson Good makes the catch in the left flat. Sheds off a would-be tackler to get a little bit more after the contest. Going to be tackled right there by Eli Carter. Going to be a first down. They'll move the chains. Ball's going to be spotted at the Blue Devils' 37-yard line. From the left hash, they'll roll the clock. White hat, umpire. And now here comes the play as they huddle up once again. 2:30, 2.5 minutes left, clock moving. First quarter, left hash, Blue Devils defending on defense. Offense right there, Lewis Cascades. Under center, L.J. Hillis. Deep motion, they're going to hand off first back through. Hayden McClain is just yet across, just inside the 35. About a half a yard in. They're going to spot it at the 35 right on the money. That was Hayden McClain. Going to bring up second down after a gain of two. So, second down, 8. Clock moving, 1:52. Lewis Cass on offense, second possession. Blue Devils going to line up the four-man front, deep motion. Going to face, going to run the belly series, and they're going to keep the ball right there. That's L.J. Hillis. Dives it up. Breaks the chain. Picks up a positive gain. It's going to be third down. They're going to call it third down. Third down 5. 1:22 on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line from the right hash. Blue Devils wearing the black uniforms, yellow numbers in regard to the national service right there. And they're going to roll out left side and keep the ball himself. L.J. Hill is going to dive inside the 25. They'll get it up. They'll move the chains. They're going to be spotted at the 24-yard line. Left hash. Lewis Cass, another first down. First and 10. Clock moving inside 1 minute. 53 seconds. Clock moving. First and 10. Lewis Cass. To the line of scrimmage, you'll line up under center. That's L.J. Hillis. Wing right, wing left, single back. Go near him away motion right there to hand off to McClain. Right at the get, the one hole. Might have been the A-gap. I should mention. When I mention one hole, two hole, three hole, we're talking the odd numbers are to the left. Even numbers to the right. So that's in the gaps right there. Guard, center, that's the one or two hole. Guard tackle, that's a 3 or 4 hole, 5 or 6 hole between the tackle and the end. Outside the end, that's a 7 or an 8 hole. That whole distance to the sideline is a 7 or 8 hole. So they're going to work out. They're going to roll out right from under center. L.J. Hillis looking to pass. He's going to let one go. It's going to be caught. It's going to be the last play of the quarter. Complete to Luke Chambers. He'll fight for extra yardage. Get barely inside the 5. It's going to be first and goal when we come back for second quarter action. They'll line up the right hash. They'll invert the field. Lewis Cass can have more of their possession here after this 2-minute timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Their phone number again is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. And you can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They tell me they know of at least a couple of safe practice shooting gun rangers. That's Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons. Don't get ready for second quarter action. The band making a joyful noise. Gibson High School band. Cheerleaders on both sides. Pretty good travel base right there for the Lewis Cass Kings. Walton, Indiana. Say, why do you think back? Jeff with state titles in softball for Lewis Cass. My cousin's daughter, Krista Weber, now it's Marshan. She was in on both of those state titles. And she played center field as a senior. I think the other one may be a freshman or sophomore year. I don't know. But that's Jeff Marshan's wife. I think they got two kids, maybe three. A great family. They're going to center. Going to reverse out. Going to roll out left. L.J. Hillis looking for a receiver. He'll go to end zone by half 5 yards deep. Catch is made. Going to be a touchdown. That catch is going to be made by number 4, Tyson Good. Tyson Good, a brother named Easton, probably in college now. Also a pretty good athlete. So let's try the point after touchdown. 11:51 left here in the second quarter. They're going to elect to go to the left hash. Left hash, they'll do battle from there. They might kick. I think I might have saw some film. Nope, they're going to go for two. They're going to line up at the left hash, 3-yard line. They're going for two. They're going to line up here under center, L.J. Hillis. One to back, they got deep motion. You're going to pitch it right side to Frey. Frey couldn't get there. Frey got knocked up right there, got cut down by Eli Carter. He got to the one. Eli Carter cut him down like a blade of grass. So, Lewis Cass goes up 6-0. When you go up 6-0, the first score of the game, that means you leave the door wide open. And in all likelihood, this game will not possibly won't go to overtime. It could, but it may not. And if it does, that would be even more exciting. And then, so we'll mention it. Getting ready for the kickoff here. Blue Devils and Lewis Cass going at it right here at Tipton High School. Both teams huddled up on opposite sidelines just inside the numbers. Good ball game in the works. We do thank you for listening. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com and made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. AudioSportsOnline.net. They'll provide video coverage along with audio, and they'll just provide audio like you're hearing today here for this football game at Tipton High School. I'm going to back up. Luke Chambers stepped back about 6 yards deep. Pretty much straight on. There's the whistle. A little bit like Mark Mosley used to kick for the Redskins, I should say the Commanders. Going to be a drop right there. He'll bounce one time and take it from the backfield. That's Eli Carter. They get out to the 25-yard line. Going to run in a hurry. Didn't see any beanbags fall. Blue Devils come up with the football. They were too quick to throw beanbags. Evidently, there was a mishandled ball right there, but falling back on it was the Blue Devils. So they'll jog out for their third possession. They're going from our right to our left. They're going from the south to the north toward the scoreboard. Taking a play into the huddle is Vince Hoover. They break up. 11:44, the clock will start on the snap for the change of possession. Shotgun formation in the backfield, Eli Carter. They got stacked receivers, both left and right, split out. They got four receivers and Eli Carter in the backfield. They don't take the snap. They take it as a wildcat snap. They'll get back to the 20. He'll get back and maybe lose a couple. They're going to call a loss of three. ball spotted right there at the 20-yard line from the left hash. Vince Hoover in the huddle. He's calling the play. Might have been one time. Play clock is at 20 seconds. The lineup is line of scrimmage. Landon Spindell is over right side. They got trips to the top. That's trips to the right. Split out wide left is Goodrich. Take him in the back. You're Eli Carter. There's a snap. Carter gets the handoff. He'll cut left. He'll cut right. They'll go five hole. Pick up some yardage. He's going to pick up three on the carry. It's going to be third down. Back to the original 10 yards needed. Third down 10, Blue Devils, from their own 23-yard line. Working on the play right there. Game play clock at 20. Game clock moving at 10:34. We're in the second quarter. Twin Lakes in front, 6-0. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. To his left, single man in the back, Eli Carter, stacked left side, split out, slot right side, pass play in the slot, they'll get it to Isaiah Mahaney, they couldn't haul it in. Right there in the vicinity is Tyson Good. Tyson Good, a senior. Isaiah Mahaney, a freshman. He was right there in the sunlight. He had to fight that sun to catch that ball. There's some shadows on the field. But that was right in the sunlight. So the Blue Devils going to back up, punt the ball. It's going to be Levi Burkett. Got a blocking back up front. Two gunners. Going to call it four gunners. Call for the snap. Gets the snap. Going to boot it out of there. Going to get a good spiral. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to have a difficult time spotting that ball. So they're going to go here, and then they're going to go there, and then walk back. The officials are going to walk you back and stop you. It's like the Price is Right game. So they're spotting at the 48-yard line. Ball's going to belong to Twin Lakes. 10:09 left, clock stops. Ball's at the 48. Blue Devils on defense. Twin Lakes over at their respective sideline, getting the play. They'll jog right out. They'll go to the line of scrimmage. So play clock has not begun. It will now. It's from 25. Plenty of time for this play. Going to line up under center, L.J. Hillis. Single man in the backfield is McClain. He'll take the fake. They'll give a handoff wing on the left side. He'll lose a yard. That was Frey. Levi Burkett in there on the stop. Also in on the stop right there for the Blue Devils. 56, Clayton Henderson. The ball spotted at the 49. Going to be a loss of one. Second down, 11 for Lewis Cass, the Kings, to the line of scrimmage. They're going to line up double wing. They're going to split in left side. See him in the backfield under center. He'll reverse out. He'll give it to Frey. Frey will be the ball carrier. If he's tackled right there, he'll be up and ended by Eli Carter. He's going to get a gain of a couple. He's going to pick up 2 yards. He'll make it a third down, 9 play on the way. 9:15 on the game clock. Clock moving, second quarter. 6-0 contest. Kings in front. Working up to the line of scrimmage. At 79. Jesse Stoppen. He's just a sophomore, 5'8". Listed at 220. Gotcha. Going to roll right. Pressure in his face. He's going to let one go. Trying to find Tyson Good. Defensive coverage right there by Eli Carter. I got to admit them. That was a good defensive play. Tyson Good trying to come up with a catch. Trying to come up with it. I will say the track is somewhat kind of close to the field of play. I guess 10 or 12 feet. From the sideline to the track. But still a wonderful place to play football. That don't happen often. Probably the first time I've seen it in several years. So snap to Chambers. He'll punt it. It'll be off the side of his foot. It'll go right side out of bounds. It's going to hit right on the out of bounds boundary line. Go off the side of his foot that time. Blue Devils are going to get to put this ball in play at their own 33.5. They go from the right hash. The trade football's in there. Blue Devils going to throw the ball they prefer to use. They're both the same size. Might be a different brand. Might not. One might be a little more used than the other one. You like to use a good kickball for the extra point or the field goal. Your own. Shotgun formation, Ben Cooper. Slot right. Tight end left, Stendell. Going to hand off, single back in the back. He'll give it to Eli Carter. He'll drive it. He'll pick up definitely a lot of yardage. He's going to pick up 5 on the carry. It's going to be 2nd down and 5 for Tipton. So Tipton trying to put his drive together, trying to put this in the end zone before halftime. Get a touchdown, see if they'll go for 1 or 2, likelihood of 1. The ball spotted at the 39-yard line, Tipton territory from the left hash. Split out wide left is Eli Carter. Single man in the backfield to stop play. Prior to the snap, flag comes in from the east line judge. Probably going to be a legal procedure or a neutral zone infraction. It's going to be against the Blue Devils. Illegal procedure against Tipton. They'll back it at 5. And that's going to make it 2nd down and 10. 2nd down 10. Might be running the same play. May not. From the left hash. The split out wide right is Isaiah. It's Isaiah Mahaney. They got twins right side, tight end left, tight end right. Shot down, Ben Cooper calling the cadence. Single man in the back goes Condor. Condor going to get the handoff. They go right to left field. Shedder would be tackler. Flag comes in. Might be a face mask. We'll find out. If it is, it might be a large variety of a face mask. He's going to get out to the 36-yard line. They're pointing it at him. Lewis Cass, so it's probably a face mask. I mean, he started to get loose. Kind of started to get loose from the tackle. I think they reached up, tried to grab him. Maybe inadvertently. We'll see. It's going to be a personal foul. Contact to the side of the head. So contact to the side of the head. That's the ear hole. They're trying to keep everybody safe. It can't be malicious. Obviously, that wasn't malicious, although it was a 15-yard penalty. But Tipton going to move the ball to the Kings 49-yard line. From the left hash, they'll pick up the 1st down. Shotgun formation, Vince Huber. In the backfield, to his left, single back, Calvin Condit. Spidell working their left end. They'll snap it directly to Huber. He'll drive it forward, about like a Josh Allen from last night. That was a designed play for Hoover. He's going to pick up 1 on the carry. They spotted at the 48-yard line. It's nosed up from the left hash. So clock moving, 7:05, 6-0 contest. Lewis Cass scored the beginning, I think, first play of the 2nd quarter. Pass play, Easton Good from L.J. Hillis. Likes to roll out left. The shotgun formation, Vince Huber. Condit in the backfield. We're going to slot left side. We're going to go across the seam there to find Spidell. Pass play, good. Spidell from the tight end spot. With a go route right at the seam. 1st down. Spidell makes a good grab. That's Landon Spidell. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 172. Played quite a bit of quarterback last year at the reserve ranks. That 6'2 frame, he's catching passes as a sophomore. Shotgun formation. In the backfield with Vince Hoover is Eli Carter. Slot right. Tight end left is Spidell. Going to hand off to Carter. They go left side, about the 3-hole. Get a fine game, not a whole lot. They'll take it to the 23-yard line. In on the tackle. Right there on the play for Lewis Cass. Wyatt Luce. Wyatt Luce, he's 5'10". 185 wears number 31. So nose up to the 23-yard line from the left hash. Play clock at 16. They're calling the play in the huddle. They'll break. They'll call it once. 12 seconds. They'll get to the line of scrimmage. They'll go slot right. Carver split out wide right in the slot is Mahaney. Left side slot is Zane Goodrich. Split out wide left is Fidel. Pass right side. They're going to get it to Carver. Carver couldn't bring it in. Incomplete pass. In on the coverage right there. I believe that was 15. Dalton Lowe. Dalton Lowe is the defensive back. He's a junior 6'1". He's listed at 135. Not sure if that's an error, but it's probably not. Now look at him. He plays good defense. He's defending the flat. Cornerback left side. 5:28 clock stopped after the incompletion. Third down 10 for Tipton. From the left hash, ball spotted at the 23-yard line. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the back with a drop to throw out of the shotgun. Pass play across the middle. Double coverage. Try to get it to Shane Goodrich. That was a difficult area. Double coverage right there. He did thread the needle. A little bit tall. Nice pass. Although incomplete, we'll go to fourth down. Fourth down, ball's at the 23. Be about a 40-yard boot if he tried one right here. 23-yard line might be a 41. They call it a 41 in NFL. They used to call it a 40. They take from the line of scrimmage, just add 17 yards. 10 for the end zone, 7 for the drop back, for the spot, for the hole. But anyway, Blue Devils going for it. It'll be a flag on the play. Flag on the play, two probably representing the same penalty. One came in from the umpire behind Vince Hoover, the quarterback. One came in from the linebacker official. It's going to be an illegal substitution. Illegal substitution on the Blue Devils. 5:19, they'll back it up. They'll back it up to the 28-yard line. Fourth down, timeout Tipton. They'll talk this over. It's going to be fourth down. 15 from the 28 timeout Blue Devils. And we'll mention a little bit about the Class 2A. Coaches poll. This is coaches poll. This is not the media poll. This is through week 3. There's 3 games under their belt. Number 1 in Class 2A, they figure it's Linton Stockton at 3-0. Number 2 is Andrea, and they're 1-2. Number 3 is Indianapolis Christina. They're 3-0. Number 4, Evansville Modern Day, 2-1. 5 is Eastbrook, 2-1. 6, Lafayette Central Catholic, 2-1. 7 is LaVille, 3-0. Tied at number 8 is Fort Wayne Lures and Heritage Christian, 1-2, 2-1 respectively. Number 10 is Triton Central at 2-1. 11 is Eastside at 1-2. Number 12 is Eastern Thomas, they're 2-1. Number 13 is in Alexandria, they're 2-1. Number 14 is the Eastern, that's Pekin. Eastern out of Pekin, that's 1-2. Tied at number 15 is Brownstown Central, 2-1. The Lewis Cass Kings at 3-0. And number 15 also is Sullivan at 2-1. And I will mention Lewis Cass Kings on number 13 in the media poll. A week ago, the Tipton Blue Devils at number 19. Go figure. They got a win, and they're not in the top 15 this week. We're working right there. Blue Devils can line up in a Wildcat, Eli Carter. Calvin Condon in the back, he's going to roll right. He's going to pass. Look at the pass. He's going to float one to the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to knock the ball down and dead. That was Tyson Good. Trying to get it to Zane Goodrich. He was in the end zone, and defense was good by Tyson Good. So, Lewis Cass Kings will take over on downs. They'll be spotted at the 28-yard line at the right hash. They're going to put it at the 29. So that's where it ought to be. I look at the 6. That's perfect for spotted. So 5:11 left. Clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line right hash. Going to line up in a shotgun. They'll go back under center now. That's L.J. Hillis. Single man in the backfield. That's McLean. Peyton McLean. It'll right wing, deep motion. They'll hand the ball to him. That's Fry. That's Cooper Fry. Fry, a junior, 6'3", 200 pounds. He'll be tackled right there for a slight loss. He'll lose a couple. Ball spotted at the middle of the field. Four minutes, 50 seconds left. We're in the second quarter. Shipton High School is signaling the play in. L.J. Hills collects the signals right there from right in front of his huddle. The lineup is right there. Ball spotted at the 29. Check that back. Set the 27. Comes near motion. He'll reverse out. He'll hand off. Not much right there. Calvin Condit in on the stop. Cooper Fry, the ball carrier. They'll cut him down also there with Chase Higgins. Isaiah Mahaney's going to enter the huddle right there. Levi Burkett. Going to take a breather. 4:04 clock moving. Play comes in from the sideline via the legs of Keaton Llewellyn. Working it right here to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 8. Shotgun formation, L.J. Hillis. Dry his hands with that towel in front. It'll go away motion. It'll roll left. Right-handed quarterback lets the ball go. Let's see if Chambers caught the football. That was a good ball right there. He threaded the needle. It'll be close to first down yardage. Luke Chambers is going to pick up necessary yardage. They're going to move the chains. Luke Chambers, pretty versatile athlete, pretty good sized young man. Luke Chambers, 6'4", 230. He's a member of the senior class. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line at the left hash. Lewis Cass Kings, 1st and 10. Going to switch personnel right there before the snap. 3:16 clock moving. He'll reverse out. He's going to pass play right side. Going to catch it. Came right off the sideline, came in the huddle, catching a pass right off the sideline. That's number 15. Dalton Lowe makes the catch. Dalton Lowe takes it into Blue Devil territory. They'll spot it at the 46-yard line from the right hash. Went out of bounds after the catch. 3:09 clock stopped. Play clock is at 18. They break huddle. From the 46-yard line, Blue Devils in the lineup at three-man front. A couple of linebackers going to inch up. Going to hand off, reverse out. They'll get it to McLean. Hayden McLean goes inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Going to get a positive gain. He'll pick up 7. Going to call 6. It's going to be 2nd down 4. Signaling the play in. Another wait for the play to come in. They're going to run it in via the feet. Tyson Good going out, coming in, bringing the play in. He's number 8, Keaton Llewellyn. They break huddle. Play clock is at 13. Game clock moving. It's at 2:33. We're in the second quarter. 6-0 contest. Kings in front. Going to roll left pass play. Going to throw it out of bounds. Going to just scrap it. Lives for another down. The rolling left right there, L.J. Hillis. L.J. Hillis. Probably about the most rolling left passes I've seen in a quarterback. He's pretty accurate. So they'll spot the ball at the 40. Yeah, but anyway, they'll go from there. It's 3rd down 4. Big down right here. Blue Devils trying to get a stop. Three-man front. Under center, L.J. Hillis. He'll reverse out. He'll hand off. Frey's going to get to the 35. He's going to pick up necessary yardage. He needed 4. He got 5. They'll bring it into the right hash. And the Kings pick up another 1st and 10. All spotted at the Blue Devils' 35-yard line. The break huddle. Kings, 2:10 left. 2nd quarter. Under center. L.J. Hillis, double wing. Right wing goes in motion. He's going to roll left to pass. Pass play caught. Going to get to the 31, making that catch. Wyatt Moose. That's 31, Wyatt Moose, 5'10", 185. Going to pick up 3 on the catch.
It's going to bring up a second down, six. Ball's at the left hash. The 31-yard line of Tipton. The Kings, they're spread out. They got a double wing. They spread out wide right. Is tight and good. Here comes the emotion. Going to get almost a sack in the back. You're going to get the pass away. Caught. They'll go in the inside the 20, inside the 10. They'll be tripped down at the 5-6 yard line, and two flags come in. They are going to represent the same penalty. The officials check with one another to say, is this what you had? Yes. And then they're going to call holding right there. It's going to be against the Kings. Going to spot it. They're looking at where the spot's going to be. Spot's going to be probably from the closest to the other goal line. They'll spot it from the 5, from the 15. They'll back it up 10. Good pass play. Nice catch once again. 15, Dalton Lowe holding against the Kings. Is the signal given to the press box. They'll back it up 10 from where the spot was. They'll take it back to the 25-yard line from the right hash. Yeah. 1 minute, 20 seconds left. They'll keep the first down. Absolutely, they'll keep the first down. They'll back it up. And they'll play first and 10 from the 25, Tipton territory, from the right hash. 1 minute, 20 seconds. Clock moving, you know, back up out of shotgun, pass play. First strong arm across the numbers right there. Going to be a catch made. He'll get inside the 20. Llewellyn makes the catch. That's Keaton Llewellyn. Just inside the 20. They'll mark it at the 19. It's going to be second down. They need 4. Line to gain is the 15-yard line. Spotted at the 19 from the left hash under center, L.J. Hillis. He'll reverse out. He'll hand off. A little bit of a trap play there. They get it in close to the 16. Mark it at the 17. Timeout. Lewis Cass. They'll call timeout and they'll stop the clock with 40.2 seconds left. So 40.2 left. Timeout for the Kings. It's going to bring up a third down. They're calling it 2. Might be closer to 2.5. So, Lewis Cash trying to get a score before going in at halftime. Blue Devils trying to keep them out. Blue Devils put a pretty good goal line stand, if you will. Coach Aaron Cole talked about that in pregame. Blue Devils last week kept Twin Lakes out of the end zone. Probably 2 or 3 times. When a lot of folks would have thought they're going in for a score. Blue Devils kept them out. So, they're talking it up right now. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Knights, Class 1A, state finals, they got the win. 2022, that's Coach Bourdonnais' 8th win at the 1A level. They'll go to 2A next year. Football in the fall right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So the play clock begins, 23 seconds, 40.2 left on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. Under center, L.J. Hillis. Motion comes near side. He's going to roll right, looking to pass. Blocking back out front. They'll get a pass complete. They'll push him out of bounds. They'll say he stepped out at the 12. Another good catch. 3 for 3. 15, Dalton Lowe. Again, he's a junior. 6'1", 135. Got some good hands. So they're spotted at the 12-yard line. He did get out of bounds, stopped the clock at 33.6. So didn't use much here, about 6.5 seconds on that play. So they're going to adjourn the huddle, going left side, split out is Tyson Good. Double wing, got a tight end right side, single man in the backfield is Hayden McClain. Motion goes away from the wing, inside trap play, he'll get inside the 10. Trying to bust one there. Blue Devils right there. Chase Diggins was there. Hussey was there. That's Cole Hussey. The ball carrier was Cooper Frey. Timeout once again. Lewis Cass going to call timeout. 28.8 remaining. They're in the first half. It's going to bring up a second down. 8 plays on the way. Ball spotted just a football length inside the 10. Blue Devil territory. Blue Devil's trying to put the stop right here on Lewis Taft. Blue Devils get a stop right here. They'll go in at halftime. On cloud 9, though, they'll be down 6, but they'll have a good halftime in the locker room. When I'm going to mention Lewis Taft. Lewis Taft, if they put one in the end zone here before halftime, 28.8. It's going to be a little bit of deflation, a little bit of a deflation of a balloon, possibly. But we'll mention last night, 10-10 at halftime. Buffalo Bills went in 10. Los Angeles Rams went in 10. Buffalo Bills got a good chalk talk at halftime. Rams must not have got a chalk talk at all. 31-10. Under center, L.J. Hillis. McClain in the backfield. Long with Frey, he'll get the handoff. McClain will block. They'll get it inside. They'll get it to the 5. They'll keep the clock moving. 21 seconds. And Lewis Taft's going to call their final timeout. Lewis Taft did have a timeout. It's a good thing. Clock was moving. 20.8 seconds left. Blue Devil's going to huddle up right there about the 10-yard line and talk this over. Coach Josh Frawley, Coach Brett Stoker. Say what, that's enough knowledge to get this job done. 20.5 seconds left. Ball they were spotting at the 6 from the right hash. Lewis Cash King talking about it on their respective sideline, just inside the 20. Talking it over right now. We're waiting for the short whistle. So, final timeout for Lewis Cash. 20.5 left on the scoreboard before halftime. Blue Devils will line up defensively. Kings come over from the sideline to the line of scrimmage. 6 yards out. 3rd down, 3. Going to be a flag for the illegal substitute. I'm not sure yet. They're going to talk it over. Flag on the play. Came in from the umpire. See if they're going to call a 12-man huddle. We're going to find out. They're going to wave this off. Wave off the flag like it never happened. So they'll go from the 6-yard line. Shotgun formation. Double wing. Going to hand off fake. Going to roll left. Does Hillis. Going to be stopped right there. Going to be pass thrown. It's incomplete. A line of defense over there by the left goal line pylon. Llewellyn was there. He might have been the intended target. Blue Devils had about 3 defense mechanisms over there. And that's going to bring up 4th down. Clock did stop 12.7 after the incompletion. It's going to be 4th and 3. 4th and 3. They need 6 for the end zone. They're going to break huddle right there. Play clock is at 5, 4, 3, 2. They're going to stop the clock. Tipton called timeout when the clock was elapsing. But anyway, there's no timeout. They'll talk it over. 12.7 seconds remaining. Second quarter, nearing halftime. We'll talk about this. Lewis Taft Kings, their remaining schedule on the season next week. They'll be at Northwestern. That'll be an East Division matchup. The following week on the 23rd, They'll play Northwestern next week. On the 23rd, they'll play Western. On the 30th, they'll play West Lafayette. On the 7th, they'll play Hamilton Heights. So 3 of those 4 are going to be East Division matchups. Right here is the 4th one here tonight on the 9th day of September. On the 14th, it'll be a Hoosier Conference crossover game as said, that'll be at an East Division tight. The Blue Devils will host their crossover game. So, short whistle comes in. Blue Devils behind the line of scrimmage. Should say they're going to play defense right there. Fourth down, three. They need six for the end zone. 12.7 left. Shotgun formation. Deep motion. They'll take a high snap here. Roll left. Says LJ Hillis is tipped away. Blue Devils kicked the ball away. I think it was Spidell. Landon Spidell got a piece of it. About 5 yards deep in the end zone. LJ Hillis does love to roll left. I did get to see a little bit of huddle. Not much. But I saw him rolling left on a play. I thought, wow, he likes to roll left, and he's a right-handed quarterback. We saw Brett Favre do that. Vikings fourth down. They were wanting to go to the Super Bowl. He threw it against the grain, got picked off. If they'd have kicked it, they'd have tried a 52-yarder for the win. But that's how it goes. The lineup under center is going to try to take a kneel down. Vince Hoover will take a kneel down. That'll empty the half. 5 seconds, four, three, two, one. We'll go to halftime. Louis Cass King, six. Tipton Blue Devils, zero. Going to halftime right here. We do thank you for listening. And we do thank our support sponsors. Very thankful for support sponsors. And we'll mention we are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. We'll mention we at TiptonSports.com. So thank you for listening, and ask you, as a listener, to patronize the following company as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We do thank you for listening. Okay. I got a little text thing here on the computer. Let's try it again. And we're at halftime, probably getting ready to hear the band. Ought to be a good rendition from the band. And pretty good group of folks here across the way. Good group from Kane Country right there. Galveston. Also right there, King Company. And we're having difficulty getting this started. But Blue Devils and the Kings locked up at 6-6 at halftime. And we're hoping to get this to take. So we'll trouble set. We're trying to reset this. Kings and Blue Devils in their respective locker rooms talking it over right now. And we do thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports, and try to get this working.
Kings Credit Union. We want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially. At Kings Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our own members. We are Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852 on the World Wide Web at EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union.
Please, the Clifton County Chevrolet for coverage of Clifton County Sports. In addition to the Clifton newspaper, the Clifton County Tribune is available online at www.lwebpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Clifton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle, MICHELL. E_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Gift shop copies, 317-773-8783. Offers a wide range of services. High-speed copies, 0.5 smaller prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. Including invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Working Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Check and fax service, $10 fee. Gift shop copies, 100 Mesa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west end of Noblesville. Email, gift shop copies, 96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. It's Mike and Nathan Rutledge at Lansing, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
ABM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now ABM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same limitations and same quality work. Also, we now have for faster cars and trucks. Call us at 397-984-5283. Again, that number is 397-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at ABM Auto LLC. To find us, go to College Street West off of State Road 19. We are behind the Lakeview Ballpark, ABM Auto.
FritzEFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can ask them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton City locations, Fritz and Fishers, at 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Riverville, 2300 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Riverville, and on State Road 32. You can see their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzEFishers.com. FRITZ.
Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if any of the grounds around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com.
RE/MAX and New Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Kitchen, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX and New Realty in Kansas with real estate experts today. RE/MAX and New Realty in Kitchen, Indiana is a premier real estate agency serving Kitchen, Hamilton, Cass, Oakland, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX and New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Kitchen, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at newrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX and New Realty.
Hope Jewelers, Clifton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Brookshire in downtown Pittston, next to Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street. Pittston, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-975-9720. Brookshire's open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Brookshire's.
Jim's Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what day it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Kitchen, and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No room for punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. We can search there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. We can search there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Inside listings. We can search there. 121 sheets serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Beer, a passion to serve for professionalism that Lisa surpassed your expectations.
Kitchen Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Kitchen, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints and tool needs, visit us in the store where they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety and a highly recommended store. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Kitchen.
Tonight's training is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. From the TLA, South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Pinson Truck Rentals. Runway and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. 39 and moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirt is on-site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. Smith and Landau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. Located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. The Smith and Landau Family Dentistry.
Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Police Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034, the South Edge of Cicero, in Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A healthy and automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Sedona, Indiana.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of. A work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the replica needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe generations, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Christian Blue Levels football team. And every Friday night as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponents. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Kissin' Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Kissin' Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades 10-12 in the Kissin' school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there, at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-2023 Kissin' Blue Devils.
We're at halftime. That's our sponsorships. We're thankful. 15-minute clock is going to empty out right there. We're going to have 3 more minutes to warm up. And what the NFL started up last night, Ashley Robinson is right here beside me. We're going to go through the games that's going to happen this week, other than the one that happened last night. I got to mention, she's going to let you know a little bit about last night's game. Ashley, what did you think? Last night, 8:20, they kicked off. Buffalo Bills were at Los Angeles doing battle with the Rams.
Yeah, it looks like Josh, 57 yards, and the Bills absolutely sacked the Rams 7 times.
That was a game, I tell you what, they went to halftime, tied at 10. It ended up 31-10, Buffalo Bills. They're saying preseason estimation, the Bills supposed to win the Super Bowl, and they beat the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl winners last night from last year. But anyway, we'll mention, what do you think about 1 p.m. games? The first game we got here is Baltimore and the Jets. What do you think?
Baltimore.
That sounds good. How about I forgot to mention Baltimore quarterback? I tell you what, he's in a contract situation. Yeah, anyway. Cleveland and Carolina.
Carolina.
That ain't too bad. I kind of like Mayfield. Indianapolis at Houston.
Houston.
Are you serious?
I have a friend there, so I'm kind of biased.
Okay, we'll take that one. All right, Jacksonville and Washington.
Jacksonville.
That's all right. And how about New England there at Miami?
New England.
Okay, New England. And we'll mention New Orleans. They're at Atlanta.
I got to say Atlanta.
Sounds good. How about Philadelphia? They're at Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit, they're up and coming. They're predicted to win about 8 games, according to a friend of mine. And then we'll mention Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's Joe Burrow. He might win him a Super Bowl this year. But San Francisco, they're at Chicago.
San Francisco.
That's a good pick. We'll talk about the 4:25 games Sunday afternoon. Here's a toughie, Green Bay at Minnesota.
Green Bay.
Okay, I can live with that. Kansas City at Arizona.
Arizona?
Arizona, there you go. How about New York Giants at Tennessee?
New York Giants.
How about Las Vegas Raiders? They're at the L.A. Chargers.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas Raiders. Carr, he might do it. 8:20 p.m. Sunday night, Tampa Bay is at Dallas.
Dallas,
yeah. I mean, got a little bit of a foot injury for Dak Prescott. I guess his new cleats was giving him heck. He said he's in good shape, though. How about 8:15, the Monday night football game, Denver at Seattle?
Denver.
We'll go with Denver. Thank you very much. That's Ashley Robinson. I got to mention, she's going to graduate a year early. She's in all the accelerated classes. She's quite sharp. She's up here working for Coach Cole.
Yeah, technically not all of the classes, but I am in quite a few.
That's awesome. I could have never done that.
Yeah, I really like history, so it's fun for me.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Of course.
So, we're getting ready for halftime. Here comes the kickoff. There's the whistle. Blue Devil's going to kick it away. It's Dakota Ferg. High elevation, one of his best kicks of the season, right inside the 10, about the 9. On the return, flag comes in. They'll take it from left to right, the right hash, and a flag on the play. Ball's going to be spotted momentarily at the 25-yard line. Three officials going to toss this over. Let's talk about the spot of it right there. Umpire's going to let us know it was a holding penalty on the return by Lewis Cass, so they'll back it up 10. They'll take it back to the 15. 15-yard line, they'll start it right there. So Blue Devils going to line up defensively. At the Kings 15-yard line. At the line of scrimmage, LJ Hillis under center. Two in the backfield, split out wide left. Gonna fake left, gonna roll back. Looking to get rid of it, and there's gonna be a fumble. It's gonna be flipped by the Blue Devil. Whether or not it was a fumble, it was cut in the air. They're calling it incomplete. Although I don't know that that ball hit the ground. I don't know that that ball hit the ground. The umpire might be just thinking it did. He's got one of these referees there talking with him. They're going to realize that that ball was caught out of the air. Yes, and he's going to push the other way. He was just didn't quite see the whole play, but that's okay. We are all entitled to a mulligan, even if you don't play golf. So the Blue Devils get a good break here in the early going of the third quarter. Take the ball right there. Cole Hussey enters the huddle. Blue Devil's going to have it at the 9-yard line. It's first and goal at the Kings 9-yard line from the left hash. Shotgun. Stick him in the backfield. Eli Carter. Slot right in the slot is Goodrich. He's going to hand the ball up to Chet. We go one hole. Didn't get a whole lot. We're going to pick up maybe one. Going to call it second down goal. They're going to spot it at the 8-yard line. Blue Devils trying to cash in right here on the interception, we'll call it that. It was a forward pass or a fumble forward. What about maybe 5 yards in the air? Maybe 4 or 5 yards picked up right there out of the air by the Blue Devils. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. Mahane split out wide right. They'll give it to Eli Carter. They'll catch him in the backfield. He's going to be stopped for a loss. He never hit the surface. Forward progress was stopped. Whistle blew. It's going to bring that third down. It's going to be third and 12 from the 12. It's actually third and goal from the 12. So might see a pass play right here. We've got to mention Lewis Cass. They are determined not to let that fumble or interception interrupt their game schedule. So a shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. It'll be a flag. Excuse me, going to stop play. Blue Devils. Going to call timeout. They're going to call this over. They'll spend a timeout that's probably a worthy timeout spent. They'll talk this over. Going to be third and goal from the 12. Might be four down territory. Would guess it might be. Not sure, though.
And on Blue Devils call timeout, both teams huddled up, adjacent from each other on their respective sidelines. They're right there on the numbers. 10:26 left. We're in the third quarter. 6-0 contest. Lewis Cass in front. Lewis Cass got the six. They went for the two-point conversion. They rolled right. They handed off. I think it was Frey. Might have been McLean. But got to mention, Eli Carter got the tackle. Came up from the three safety and cut him down at the one. So that's where we're at. 6-0 contest. Blue Devils trying to tie it up with a touchdown. So Gamecocks stop. 21 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. Slot right. Split end left. I should say tight end left. Pass play. Going to go across the middle. Going to be intercepted by Tyson Good at the one. He's going to return it. He's going to go out of bounds. He's going to watch that. Watch that dish right there. Tyson Good, athletic young man, avoided a bench as he went out of bounds. I'm glad he did. So, Gibson's going to give the ball back to the Kings. Kings going to put it in play at the 29-yard line. Kings territory. So third down play, they rolled right and backed up out of the shotgun. Line pass, it was on line. Stepping in front of the pass route right there was Tyson Good. An interception. So two interceptions right there inside the 25-yard line. So under center, you hand off. Full back up the middle. He gets to the 34. He pick up about five. Ball carrier was McLean. Cade McLean, 5'10", 165. Where's number 30? He had a long run in the Benton Central game. A long run. Wasn't quite as long as Eli Carter's 88-yard run last week at Twin Lakes. Under center, L.J. Hillis. In a fake. He'll throw out right. Pass is caught. He'll be split up right there. He'll be caught right there. Vancouver makes the stop. He gets to the 43. And a positive catch right there. A positive catch. Yeah, Wyatt Luce. 5'10", 185. Wyatt Luce, a member of the junior class. So they're getting necessary yardage. It's 1st and 10. Ball's marked at the 43-yard line of the Kings. They're working from the right hash. Tight bunch right there offensively. Deep motion. They'll pitch it. Deep motion left side. That's Frey. There'll be a flag on the play. Frey gets out to the 49-yard line. Flag lays here at the 40, about the 44-yard line of Lewis Cass territory. They're going to talk about this. Holding is the call against Lewis Cass. They'll back it up 10 from the spot. They're going to take this ball back to the 34-yard line of Lewis Cass. I think to the 34, it's going to be first down over. They'll have it 1st and 19. So from the left hash, they'll roll the clock. Play clock, game clock, both moving. Game clock at 9:05. Third quarter, it's 6-0. Kings in front of the Blue Devils under center, L.J. Hillis. They'll reverse out, he'll hand off. They'll go left side, about the 3-hole. Working the ball right there. Hayden McLean in on the stop for the Blue Devils. 36,000 Condits. Coming in from the sideline, entering the play. Mahaney, that's Isaiah Mahaney. Taking a break, coming out of the ball game for a moment. 66, Payne Klein, offense, defense. He's the center for the Blue Devils on offense. Three-man front, Blue Devils ready to go. Under center, he'll reverse out pathway. He'll roll right. He'll connect right there to Llewellyn. So they'll work it right there. He'll be sprung down at the 40, just across the 45-yard line.
They get a positive gain, not a whole lot. It's going to be third down and 8. They got that dialer down over there. It's digital. The thing lights up like a firecracker. Looks good. We're going to line up at the 45-yard line. Lewis Cass, 3rd down 8 for the Kings. Going to take a snap, probably wanted to get rid of it. Might have been a box play. L.J. Hillis took a shot, yet snap. Might not have been what it had been. They're actually watching the play they wanted to run. They're going to send out their punting unit. It's 4th down. They're going to say they lose a yard. It's 4th and 9. And we're going to see out there. Punt the football again, number 88, Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers going to back up about 12 yards. Blocking back in front of him is L.J. Hillis, the quarterback. He's going to call the snap. You might get to, nope, they're going to punt it. Going to punt away right here, running to his own player. Everything's safe. Goes out of bounds. They're going to have to work on there. If that ball goes bouncing. Out near the bleacher. Completely out of play. So they'll work it right there. They'll bring it back in to the 42. They do that kind of like the mountain climber game, Price is Right. They take the line judge and tell him to walk down to line up the ball where it went out of bounds. They walk down this line right here, and you stop, and then turn around and come back. And the white-hatted umpire knows the coordinates, and as he walks, and then the umpire stops him, and that's where the ball went out of bounds, because of the aerial distance, and I'm not touching the line. It's pretty sizing almost. Sorry about that. So working right side, here comes Eli Carter. Eli Carter breaks some chain. He's out to the 48-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 47. Eli Carter going to pick up a quick 6 yards. Instant offense with Eli Carter. 6:38 clock moving. 6-0 contest. Lewis Cass scored on their second possession but it was in the second quarter. They finished it up in the second quarter with a touchdown. Couldn't get the extra point. They tried for 2. You know, push it up the middle. Positive gain across midfield. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. The marking at the 49. Calvin Condit, like a water bug. Now he takes it to within 1. Vince Hoover going to walk out, call the play. He might be calling his own number right here. We'll find out. 5:50 on the game clock. He's going to line up in a shotgun. He's going to hand off probably. We'll see. Trips to the right, short side of the field. They're going to hand off to Eli Carter. He's got a first down easy. He needed 1. He's going to get 3. Here. They said the ball may have come loose, and it did. Lewis Cass picks up the loose ball. He had a first down. They'll give the ball back to the Kings. Say what you think about that, and you think about the ratio of how many times Eli Carter touches a football. That ratio is good. And they're going to give the ball away this time. So let's give it to the Lewis Cass Kings. 1st and 10. Lewis Cass takes over at their own 47. Going to walk up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is going to begin now. It's from 25. 5:33 on the game clock. Change of possession. Slot right, wing left, wing right. They're going to go deep. They're going to wing round near side. It's kind of a jet sweep. A pick up Gray. He doesn't get much. Levi Burkett in on the stop. Also there was Cole Hussey. And Eli Carver was nearby. 46-yard line. They lose 1. It's going to be 2nd down 11 for the Kings. Put it to the sideline, picking up the signal. They call the play in the huddle. No legs needed on that play. L.J. Hillis calls the play. He's in a shotgun. Empty backfield. They go wing motion. High snap, ball's loose.
has to fall on it. L.J. Hillis keeps the football, and he loses about 5 yards, but they kept the football. So it's going to be a third down play on the way. It's going to be third and 16. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. King's territory. Third down, 16. They'll bring the play in from the sideline via the legs of Hayden McClain. Llewellyn exits the ball game. They'll line up split right. That's tight from good. Wing left, tight end. They're going to reverse out. That gives you the first man through. That's Trey. They get across the 50 to about the 52. He's going to be short of the first down. That was actually Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain got a bunch of that back. He got a bunch of that back. He's going to pick up 12 on the run. It's going to be fourth and four. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of Tipton. From the left hash. King going towards the scoreboard to the north. Under center, L.J. Hillis. L.J. Hillis might be changing the play. Junior quarterback, slot right to the backfield. Going to hand off. It's going to be Frey. Frey's going to pick up necessary yardage at the 40. Got to mention that blocking back in front of Frey might have been leaning forward. No flag came in before the snap, that is. Going to call a timeout. It's going to be an official timeout. Let's stop play. It's going to be first and 10. They're ready for football. Just taking care of business right there. Officials are totally in control. Going to set the play clock back at 40. Take that back. It's 25. They'll go from there. 3:22 clock moving. Lewis Hess at the Tipton 40-yard line. Get a handoff. Right there, running play. He's caught three passes in the ballgame. He'll hand off to run the ball to Dalton Lowe, the junior athlete. Didn't pick up much. Might have got a half a yard. Going to be second down in 9.5. They'll move the ball over near the middle of the field. Ball spotted, we'll call it, just inside the 39 of Tipton. Play clock at 16. 2:46 on the game clock. Third quarter, 6-0 contest. King's in front. Going to roll left. Pass play, L.J. Hillis. He's going to let it go out of bounds. Going to hit the track. That was totally throwing the ball away, living for another down. Don't throw an unnecessary pass. Keep possession. Go with the next play. 2:34 on the game clock. They respot it at the 39, near the middle of the field. Third down, 9 for the Kings. Tyson Good in off the sideline. He'll bring the play in. They'll work it from there. The great huddle. Play clock is at 7. They're all at the line of scrimmage. Tyson Good in the slot left side. Llewellyn split out left. Pass play, Paul. Couldn't get it to him. Try to get it to Luke Chambers. He's 6'4", but that ball was a bit over his head. Couldn't go up and get it in a hurry. That was a pretty good spiral. Had some pretty good velocity on that pass. Fourth down and 9. They're going to send Chambers out to punt. Going to try to pin in the Blue Devils. They're going to stand just right there at midfield to take the snap. Right there at the top of the logo for the Bulls, the Blue Devil head. They're booted out of there. It's going to be called for a fair catch, and it's going to roll. Bear almost rolled parallel to the goal line. It was almost unbelievable, but everybody did see it, so you could believe it because you saw it. But it's going to come out to the 20. It just did get across the goal line. Eli Carter called for a fair catch. You're hoping you call that for a fair catch, and the Gunners slow. You think the Gunners are going to slow up, not be able to get to that ball. That's a good idea. Eli Carter. I'm sure he's been coached up by the Blue Devil coaches for certain. 2:23. Clock stops. Change of possession. Blue Devils have it first and 10 at their own 20. shotgun formation, then Hoover. He'll look right, you pass play, reached out, tried to hit it. Guy Carter, he was lined up in a split out wide right. Pass was just a little bit off target. But it was off target in a good way. He might have been trying to throw him open. Throw him open is a phrase that they kind of coined here about 2, 3, 4 years ago. When you throw a guy open, you're throwing at him, but you know where the defender is. But you try to get it to that catch radius. That catch radius, you know, something he could catch away from the defender. So you're trying to throw him open. But anyway, shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Salvin Condon. Split out wide left, split wide right is Mahaney. Call him the cadence, Vince Hoover. He'll drop the throw. You got to untouch off the corner. He'll get the pass away. It's going to be incomplete. Tyson Good working defensively, foot for foot right there with Eli Carter. Carter going on the go route. Carter 5'9". Tyson Good, he's listed at 6'5". He's 170. Eli Carter, he's listed at 5'9", 185. As mentioned, Tyson Good, baseball realm. Plays for Coach Marchand. Baseball game, pretty good at Lewis Cass. He's dropped the throw. Ben Hoover, throw over the middle. It'll be thrown down. He'll be a bunt down. Not sure a flag was thrown, but there was a bump, and the intended receiver fell down. Derek Dillings is going to call that inadvertent, I guess. Blue Devil coach is not quite sure how that can happen. I'm kind of the same way. 2:08 on the game clock. We spotted at the 20. 4th and 10. Levi Burkett in the punt. 12 yards deep. Just stand at the 8-yard line. The call for the snap. It'll come in afterwards. Here comes the boot. Going to go right side. Punting it away from the receiver. It will ride out of bounds. Right at the 50-yard line. Right on the 50. Right there, close to Randy Bagley. Randy Bagley, I tell you what, he keeps stats for the football team. He's got a great big clipboard right there. He looks like a Picasso doing a painting. Randy Bagley, he loves sports, and he loves the Blue Devils. So they're talking about it right now, having a conversation, umpire. Coach Cole just asking some questions. The ball spotted at midfield. King's coming from the sideline. Split out wide right is Tyson Good. They go tight end right side. They got a wing right. Single man in the backfield. Two in the backfield, I should say. LJ Hill from under center. Reverses out. He gets to Frey. Frey gets across the 50. Going to pick up a couple. They're going to call it a yard and a half. They call it one. So we'll call it second down and 9. They're going to spot it at the 49 of Tipton, just inside the left hash. Clock moving, 1:40. We're in the third quarter. No score yet here in the second half. First half, the Kings got 6. Couldn't get the extra point. Went for 2. It's 6-0. Kings in front. They'll open up to the hole. They'll do an inside trap play. We get a positive game, maybe 1 or 2. Condit right here. Carver right there. Also right there in on the tackle for the Blue Devils, Clayton Henderson. So they spot the ball at the 47-yard line. Third down, 7 for the Kings. Play comes in via the feet of Tyson Good. Going out of the game, taking a breather, is Keaton Llewellyn. 47-yard line, just inside the left hash. They line up in the wing. They got a tight double threat. They'll work it for hand off. They'll give it to Frey. Frey's going to drive. He'll keep the head down, and he'll drive for extra yardage. Keeper Frey going to get it right there at the 40. And then just outside the 40. Keeper Frey on the carry. Ball's nosed up to the 40-yard line, shifting territory.
third down. They're going to maybe bring the chains in for the first time tonight. They are. Timeout on the clock, 24.5. Fry with a good carry, kept the head down. Might have picked up first down. We'll see. They're going to say, maybe he did not. They're taking a long time to look at this. About 3 or 4 inches. So he'll be fourth in about 3 or 4 inches. Blue Devils going to need a tackle behind the line of scrimmage here, get the ball back. Kings might see LJ Hillis with the football. Don't know. You got Fry and McLean in the backfield. They're going to line up split left with Tyson Good. Double went to the wing right. Under center, LJ Hillis still handoff. Second back here, he's got plenty. That's number 32, Fry. He almost gets to the 30 to get inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line. And credit to carry, Cooper Fry. 6'3", 200 pounds. Going to roll the clock, 10 seconds. This clock going to empty out here in the third quarter. It looks like Lewis Taft not going to try to get a play off. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And we'll go to fourth quarter action here momentarily. Ball to be spotted at the 32-yard line. Tipped in territory. They'll invert the field. And they'll work it from there. And again, we'll mention happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference team started at 7 o'clock. Benton Central is at Western. That's the only cross-conference game because they're working that way. And we'll mention 7 o'clock, Hamilton Heights at Northwestern. 7:30, they started at West Lafayette. It was Central Catholic there at West Lafayette. 7 o'clock start right here. Lewis Cass here at Tipton. And a 7:30 start. Rensselaer Central is at Twin Lakes. A 2 East matchups, 2 West matchups, and 1 cross conference. That's tonight in the Hoosier Conference. So they're talking it over right there. A little more of an explanation. Coach Cole casually talking to the umpire. It's giving him some time right there. That's good. It's all common. It's all good. Head coach, curious.
If you have a phone.
Coach Cole going to get a hand clap.
Levi
Burton walks down the field. They're going to line it up right there at the 32-yard line. Kings possession, 12 minutes left in regulation. 6-0 contest. LJ Hillis reverses out, hands off to McLean. Peyton McLean, he'll get inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. He'll pick up 4. It's going to be a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6. So they'll work it from the right hash. They'll huddle up. They do have some tall boys, tall young men right there in the huddle. Their basketball team is going to be loaded. Looking forward to seeing their basketball team. Right hash, under center, LJ Hillis, single man in the backfield, motion away. Going to roll left, pass play. Trying to get rid of it, he's going to get rid of it. Pass play nearly caught. Right there on the coverage with Eli Carter. Carter kind of had his eyes on the receiver. Pass came in, might have got him on the back. But no contact, everything good, no interference. They'll respot the football at the 28. Of Tipton from the right hash. So play coming in, LJ Hill off the sideline. Tyson Good going out of play. Keaton Llewellyn in the ball game for Tipton. Number 31 working right there. That's Cole Hutt. He out of the ball game, taking a breather. Vince Hoover. The reverse out. Pass play. He'll roll left. Looking. He didn't keep it himself. He's going to get a good run. They're getting inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. Coverage was good, but the legs were good from LJ Hillis. They'll move the chains. Left hash. They'll roll the clock.
11:02, clock moving. 20 seconds left on the play clock to the line of scrimmage. Are the Kings working from the left hash? Ball spotted at the 15. Single man in the backfield, or two in the backfield. Still open up to the hole. Well, dead yellow. They're getting right to Hayden McLean. McLean's got three. If he's dead down, you're going to get to about the 2-yard line. You're going to pick up a first down. It's going to be first and goal. They're going to put it right there at the 2. Roll the clock. 10:40 on the game clock. Play comes in from the sideline. Llewellyn back in the huddle. The jog out of the huddle there. Dalton Lowe. Play clock's at 8. They break huddle. They're at the line of scrimmage. 5-4. L.J. Hillis under center. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off second man through. There's an approach set. First down. Just a touchdown. Touchdown to 32. Cooper Fry. So they'll put 6 more on the board. It's a 12-0 contest. There'll be one untimed down. L.J. Hillis off the sideline. Might be going for it. My guess is Luke Chambers would be the kicker should they try a kick variety or a field goal. They're going to go for 2. They'll try to make it an even 14. 12-0 contest. 10:13 left in the fourth quarter. The clock will not run on this try. You're going to roll right past him play. You're going to tuck it away. You're going to get to the goal line. They're going to say he got the ball across. Pretty good hit right there. I think it was Vancouver. Might have been Eli Carter. Put a hit on L.J. Hillis as he rolled right trying to get to the pylon. He got to the goal line. That ball just did touch the goal line, broke the plane. 14-0 contest. 10:13 left here in the fourth quarter. A lot of time left here in the fourth quarter. They're going to talk it over right there. The officials have huddled up about the 10-yard line, close to where the touchdown was scored. They're going to break up right now. Something they need to talk about. They're a crew. They travel around. They go where they're assigned, and they work a football game. They like that. They do that professionally. They are professionals. So 10:13 on the game clock. Tipton's going to receive. We're going to see Luke Chambers back out to kick the ball away. As mentioned, Luke Chambers, 6'4", 230. They do have some tall young men walking the hallways at Lewis Cass High School. Chambers going to walk out. He's got his own team. They'll put it down. Chambers has been through a football game. You can see with his walk. No, he did done today. These guys get done. They take a day off. They got 6 days, and they got to do it again. So they like it. They enjoy it. Football, probably the most precious, probably the most popular, definitely the most popular sport in North America. Here comes a kick from Chambers. Low elevation, is going to bounce it to 20. Going to end up in the hands of Eli Carter to pick it up at the 16. He'll get out to the 30. They'll spot him at the 31-yard line. Eli Carter with a good return. Nice and good. Going to help him back up. Also helping him back up. For the Blue Devils, Trevor Griffin. So good sportsmanship happens. It happens every week. So 32-yard line, ball's in the middle of the field. Ball spotted, Blue Devils in the huddle, Vancouver. Clock stopped at 10:06, change of possession. 14-0 contest. Lewis Cass, King in front. Going to line up in a shotgun, empty backfield. Trip to the right, slot left. Vancouver called the cadence. He'll take the snap, he'll back up the throw. You know, try to want one go. He's going to pull it down. He's going to try to get it, let it go. No, he's going to break the chain. He's going to be tackled out of bounds. Gets a good tackle. They get a positive game. If they get good yardage, coverage is good by Lewis Cass. And he had to pull it down maybe twice. He was going to throw from a two-step, a five-step drop. He was already five back. He was going to throw from 2 steps beyond. He flushed out right, was going to throw it again, tucked it away, and picked up 6. From the right hash, Blue Devils going to bring receivers over to the left side and maybe lined up in different formations. They're going to call timeout. Play clock was at 5. Blue Devils had to use a timeout right there they'd rather not have to use. But they call one. The play clock was down to 5. It did look like they weren't going to get the ball snapped. So they were inverted on sides of the field. I thought they were just doing a shift. So let's talk it over right there. It's going to be 2nd down 4. 9:57 left here in the fourth quarter. 14-0 contest. Kings in front. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. So the band making a joyful noise right there on the surface. And then don't forget, just a couple of weeks away, the Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's going to be on September 24th and 25th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. It's right there in Atlanta, Indiana, about 4 or 5 miles to the south of where we are right here, up at 19 in Tipton, 619 South State Road 19. And I also got to mention the Pork Festival happening as we speak. This is day 2. They'll have a day 3 tomorrow on a Saturday. It's going to be 2nd down 4. Shotgun, empty backfield, trips to the right, short side of field, motion from the flat, backing up to throw. Going to flush out. Going to get a good block. He's going to get contained, broken. He's going to get across the 50. Good legs, good heels right there. Vancouver. He got knocked down. He looks a whole lot like Josh Allen from last night. Josh Allen, 6'5", 237. Vancouver, 6'3", 216. Pretty similar type of ball players. They both throw bullets, they both throw deep, and they both have legs. And they're going to line up in a shotgun once again, empty backfield. Slot left, split, trip to the right, backing up to throw, looking to get rid of it, and going to be sacked. But they brought down the backfield this time. Luke Chambers finally brought him down. Also in on the coverage, kind of touching him up right there in the backfield was Grayton Hensley, number 58. Going to be a loss on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd down. And it's going to be 19. So the Blue Devils going to line up in the hole. Game clock moving at 9:15. Play clock at 12. The brace huddle. They're at the line of scrimmage. They'll line up in a slot right side, slot left. Condit is in the backfield. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. To call the snap, to drop back to throw. He'll let one go left side. Right there is Eli Carter. He was the intended receiver, but right there was Tyson Good, defensive back. Say what Tyson back is actually listed as a corner, and I mean, he was working right side that time. He just waited for the ball to come down. He tapped it away. 6'5", 170, Tyson Good. So they're going to respot the ball at the 43-yard line. 43-yard line, going to be 3rd down. They're calling it 17 on the board. Closer to 19. 3rd down, 19. Slot left, slot right. Dropping the throw out of shotgun. Vancouver, going to let it go. Going to be intercepted inside the 40, about the 38. My guy got the revolution on that football he'd like to. Going to be intercepted. Hayden McClain dropped off into coverage from the left inside linebacker. Might have been right side that time. You can see interception. Give the ball back to the Kings.
Ball spotted at the left hash. Kings will put it in play at their own 44-yard line. 8:48 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. A lot of middle school games, they like to roll the clock in this situation. Kind of a bummer for the young middle schoolers that practice all week for a real game. But Wayne Most will deep motion, hand the ball off. Haven't got a lot of carries in this game. That was Wyatt Leach. 31. He's going to pick up a positive gain of about 3. Blue Devils, we play defense right there at the 47-yard line of Lewis Cass. They're looking for the play. They're going to signal this one in to L.J. Hillis. He's absorbing the signals. 8:17 clock rolling. 14-0 contest. Lewis Cass. Going to line up under center. L.J. Hillis. One in the backfield. Deep motion. They'll hit it to the wing back left side of Fry. Fry's loose. Fry's inside the 25, inside the 30. He'll be down right there at the 30-yard line. Fry found a good pass and got to the Blue Devils' 30-yard line. They'll bind it up right there from the left hash. So they'll roll the clock. 7:57. Clock moving. Fourth quarter. 15 on the play clock. The Kings are at the line of scrimmage. Split out wide right with Tyson Good. Under center is L.J. Hillis. Two in the backfield. Could be a flag thrown. Defensive back official throws a flag prior to the snap. And they're going to say maybe before the snap. So we'll have to brush up on that. That's what I thought. Illegal substitution. 25-yard line from the left hash. They'll reset. 1st and 5. So under center, L.J. Hillis. 2 in the backfield. They'll hand off first man through. 2 holes. He's loose. He's going to be tackled at the 7. Ball carrier was Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean and Eli Carter comes up from the safety position to make the stop. They'll roll the clock. 1st and goal. 7:28. Clock moving. Play clock is at 20. Kings at the line of scrimmage. In the backfield, Hayden McLean under center, L.J. Hillis. Motion comes near side. He's going to roll right, L.J. Hillis. Pass play caught to Fry. Fry gets to the 5-yard line, kind of stripped right there on the turf. Tackle made by Eli Carter. We'll get to the 5. So we're going to call it 2nd and goal from the 5-yard line. Ball spotted at the 5 from the right hash. Tyson Good going to run out and exit the ball game. Loose going to run out. Llewellyn back in the game. They'll work at the line of scrimmage. Also in the game, Dalton Lowe. Shotgun line up under center. L.J. Hillis two in the backfield. They'll hand off to the right halfback. They'll give it to Fry. Fry looks for the end zone. Spin move and gets the end zone. He'll dive in and land a couple yards deep. It'll be a touchdown for the Kings. 6:28 remaining. Kings going to score more, 6 more. It's 20-0 contest. And we're going to see a point after touchdown. The kick variety. And it is going to be Luke Chambers. L.J. Hillis is going to be the holder. Chambers placed the block where he wants it. L.J. Hillis communicating with Chambers here briefly. He'll take a knee. And he'll call for the snap. Snap's good. Hold's good. Kick is through the upright. About halfway up. On the goalpost. So they pick up 1. The 21-0 contest. So Lewis Cass going to kick away through the Blue Devils. We're in the fourth quarter, 6:28 left. And then Blue Devils and the Kings. We'll mention after tonight, four remaining games before the Hoosier crossover game for the Blue Devils. We'll mention next week, 16th, Lafayette Central Catholic. Out of the West Division, they'll be here doing battle with the Blue Devils. The next week, I said, after 16th, on the 23rd, the Blue Devils will travel to Northwestern. That'll be an East Division foe. Then they'll play on the 30th. They'll go to Hamilton Heights. They'll play on a very similar field as the Blue Devils have right here. Just a color difference. The colors are not quite the same. It's the same type of field. But they'll play at Hamilton Heights on the 30th. That's an East Division matchup. And then on October 7th, Western Panthers will be here at Tipton. That's the last East Division ball game. And then on the 14th, the Hoosier crossover game will be right here at Tipton. They'll play the team that is adjacent to them from the West Division. So the kickoff right there by Luke Chambers is going to be in the empty territory to no man's land and be picked up at the 4 by Eli Carter. Eli Carter's going to roll right, trying to get loose there. Might have been a late hit, no flag. Eli Carter gets out to the 12, picks up 8 on the return. Luke Chambers found a pretty good spot, an open void on the kickoff back in the right corner. The Blue Devils are going to line it up. They're going to call from the huddle. Vince Hoover is going to call the play in the huddle. Ball spotted at the 12. 6:20 on the game clock. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. Shotgun, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. He'll stand left side of shotgun quarterback Vince Hoover. He's 5 yards deep. Trips to the right, split out wide left, pass play. Bubble screen in the right flat. Pass is caught. I believe it's Mahaney. Mahaney uses some blocks. Gets off the would-be tackler. Comes up with a good gainer. That's Isaiah Mahaney. He's a freshman. So they're going to bring the ball back out. They're going to spot it at the 19. They're going to say he picked up 7. Lewis Cass as a gentleman out of bounds. He's going to attend to him. Oh, we hope it's not him. Not the guy I'm thinking of. Doggone. Well, I won't say anything until he stands up and the number is truly visible. He's being attended to right there. We're going to line up in a shotgun. Vince Hoover, single man in the back of Eli Carter. It's going to be a wildcat snap. It was low. Picked up off the ground by Eli. He gets it out to the 20. It's going to be about a 2 yards shy of the first. Third down two. Might have a back cramper. Might have got a stinger in that back. I believe it's Tyson Good working over there with the athletic trainer. Tyson Good gets up. He runs back to the sideline with his teammates. So they're going to work it right there, 20-yard line. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. Split out wide left. Zane Goodrich trips to the right, short side of the field. Going to hand off Eli Carter. He's caught right as he hands the football to him. So it's going to be a fourth down. Eli Carter, nowhere to go. Well, shot the gap right there. The Blue Devils are going to have to punt this ball out of there. Jogging out to do the punting, the Levi Burkett. They're going to punt it. The ball's going to be snapped from the 18. Levi Burkett is going to line up at about the 7 to take the snap. Blue Devil late substitution. He's in the ball game. Play clock at 8. Game clock at 4:13. Good verse. Philippians. Going to work it out there. Going to bounce once. Going to bounce straight up. Tyson Good is back in the game. He is back to take this punt, and he let it go. The Blue Devils are going to let it roll to a complete stop pretty near the Kings' 43-yard line. Flag on the play. Back there in Blue Devil territory. Let's see what the call's going to be. The flag lay near the 27 Blue Devil territory, just left of the left hatch. Maybe it was a gunner being held up. Not sure, we'll find out. So three refs talking it over. Trying to get the lowdown to the umpire so he can let the press box know. holding. Yep, it is holding against Lewis Cass. He might have been holding up the gunner, trying to keep the gunner from getting down there and making a tackle or whatever he could do if the ball wasn't going to be received like it wasn't by Tyson Good. So, they'll mark off 10 from the 43. They'll take it back to the 33-yard line. Lewis Cass will have it first and 10. 4 minutes left. That's straight up on the scoreboard. 21-0 contest. Lewis Cass in front. They'll jog in off the sideline. They'll set up offensively at the left hash from their own 33. They'll line up and 2 men in the backfield. LJ Hillis under center. In a tight bunch, left side, wing back, tight end. Spit out wide right, Tyson Good. He'll hand off to the second man through. Out the H-back, twins to the backfield. Hayden McLean. Actually, they're going to give it to Fry. Fry, the ball carrier. He'll pick up 2. It's going to be second down 8. Clock moving, 3:42. Working from the left hash. 2 in the backfield. That's Fry and McLean. LJ Hills pointing out some direction. He's the quarterback. Shotgun form, excuse me, under center. They're going to line up right side. He comes to a complete stop. Going to reverse out, hand off to Fry. Fry darts out over the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 41. And they're going to mark the ball there at the 41. It's going to bring up a third down and about 3. Call it 2.5. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils defensively trying to get the ball back. 15 seconds on the play clock under center LJ Hillis. Here comes motion near side. That's Fry. Hayden McLean stands back up. Gets a new play. If he's not down in all fours, he can stand back up. You'll see a lot of that next week with Lafayette Central Catholic when they change their play. Line out, Lewis Cass. I thought this over. Might have been difficult. Didn't see the play clock. That might be why. Sounds like it might have been why, according to Mr. Clay Manning, head coach. Say what, the guy's a gentleman. Up there, Lewis Cass here. Jeff Martin. Time out on the field. We do thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. And as mentioned, Indianapolis is going to be at Houston. And Ashley Robinson said that she thinks Houston's going to win. But she's got family there, and it's all good.
Not family, actually. Just a friend.
Just a friend. Actually, when you got a friend, it could seem like family.
Yeah, definitely.
So she picks Houston. That's okay. I guess it's okay. Not really, but Matt Ryan trying to resurrect the Colts. Matt Ryan has spoken on microphone. Different stations. I heard him talk with Dave Calabro. He says good stuff. He's a team player, and he's there to benefit the whole organization. I mean, he's just one, but he'll take the snaps. He's got 6'5". He can run. He's still got 36-year-old legs. He throws a good ball. Under center, LJ Hillis. The handoff, first man through. He's over the 50, over the 40, inside the 40. It tipped him. That was Hayden McLean. He broke loose. But they're going to throw a flag, double-check here. They're going to talk this over. That play may come back. We'll see. They're spotting the foul, so it's going to be a hold. It's going to be against Lewis Cass. They're spotting the flag. They back it up about a yard to the 45. That pretty much lets about everybody know that the ball is going backwards. And the play's not going to go for good. They'll back it up 10. They'll move it back to the 35-yard line. And a good run for Hayden McLean. Comes back, but Hayden McLean, he's a team player. He probably doesn't care. Hayden McLean playing the team game. This is the ultimate team sport. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock at 2:20. Violations. And then 215, 214. They break kettle. They'll hurry up to the line of scrimmage, 8 seconds. They'll get the play away. LJ Hillis under center, two in the backfield. Going to be an offside penalty against the Blue Devils. Just a little bit jumpy, trying to read that first snap, and it didn't happen. And we talked about him in pregame, Jackson Withrow, was number 7, that's number 57. He's 6'4", 287. And they'll run the clock, they'll roll the clock there, 202. 36 seconds left. Trying to roll the clock down and start it at 40. LJ Hillis trying to milk the clock for what he can. Play clock now at 20 seconds after a penalty. I don't know why it was started 40, but 1:38 on the game clock. 1:33 play clock is at 8. They'll have to snap it by 1:24, 1:25. They snap it. They hand it left side. He's loose. He's inside the 45, inside the 40, inside the 35. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. That's an equal try. Pushing him out of bounds right there at the 31. Cole Hussey traveled a long way to push him out of bounds. So another flag on the field. So you look back and you see a flag. They're not super easy to see here in the darkness. It's going to be a holding call against the Kings. So that'll bring back a good run from Fry. So Fry and McLean giving up two good runs in succession. 1:16 on the game clock. Play went out of bounds. They're going to roll the clock. I thought it did. But they're going to roll the clock. 1:10 left. Under center, LJ Hillis. Double wing, single man in the backfield, split wide right. Tyson Good, here comes the near motion. They'll fake the jet sweep. They're going to roll right, pass play caught by Fry. They're catching it to 35, they'll fall forward. They get maybe a couple more. Eli Carter in there on the stop. Zane Goodrich in there on the stop. And Calvin Condit in there on the stop. Game clock rolling, 42 seconds. Play clock at 27. 15-second upside down is the game clock. They'll have to snap it again. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line. LJ Hillis looking for a play. They may let it roll out. They may take a 5-yard penalty and just go with one play to basically empty the clock out. 2-1, they're going to call timeout. They call a timeout. They stop the clock. Play clock was at 1 second. Game clock currently is stopped at 15.4 seconds left. East Division matchup. A year ago, they played over there. Pretty good game when they get together. Tipton and Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass, good ball team. Lewis Cass puts a lot of things together. Lewis Cass, they are tall. They are tall. I mentioned my wife and I was fortunate enough to have a field pass at a Colts and Titans game, Tennessee Titans that year. Evidently wanted to draft. They went with the tall guys, and they were tall and slim. But I got to mention Lewis Cass doing pretty good with their tall guys. Under center, LJ Hillis. He's going to hand off first guy through. That's Hayden McLean. Going to be the final play of the ball game. Likelihood, nope. They're going to stop the play right there. That was fourth down, I believe, and they're going to admire. They're going to change positions here. Blue Devils are going to take over on downs. Wasn't paying attention to that. Talking too much, maybe. 10.8 seconds left. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line of Lewis Cass. They're playing what they call a prevent. Sometimes when you say prevent, that's going to prevent nothing, and they're going to score on you. They used to call that prevent back in my high school days. They're going to line up in shotgun. Ben Trooper calling the cadence. Eli Carter in the backfield. He's going to throw a bomb. They're going to throw a short pass. nearly intercepted, hit the surface, 6.6 level. They tried to get it to Zane Goodrich, trying to jump the route right there. With Dalton Lowe, he couldn't make the reception. Second down, 10. Play clock at 30. It started at 40. 6.6 seconds remaining. Calvin Townsend going to enter the ball game. Eli Carter going to jog out. He'll finish the game on the sideline. He gets a tap on the top of the helmet by Coach Dustin Shear, the OC. So they'll line up right there, middle of the field. Ball spotted right there where the kickoff is. That's the X shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Condit in the backfield. They'll hand it to Condit. His run will, ball came loose. We'll double check, but the clock is going to empty out. The call back to ball game. We're missing. Lewis Taft Kings get the win. 21-0 over the Blue Devils. They're going to walk across the field. They're going to shake hands. And good ball game. We're missing next week. We're missing Lewis Taft Kings next week. It's going to be Northwestern at Lewis Cass, the 7 o'clock start. That'll be Friday the 16th. The Northwestern Tigers will be at the Lewis Cass Kings. That'll be another East Division matchup. And then next week, Tipton Blue Devils will be right here. They will host the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. That's next Friday the 16th. That's next Friday, and we hope that you'll be here. If you can't, please listen to ESports.com. And I'll also remind you, happening uptown right here in Tipton, the Pork Festival going on. They've got a big stage. Check it out. And if you can't make it tonight, come back tomorrow. Saturday will be their last day for the Pork Festival. They go 3 days. And don't forget, a couple of weeks away, the Atlanta Earth Festival. 2 days of the weekend. That's Saturday and a Sunday, the 24th and 25th. We do thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound checks. And we hope you'll tune in next week. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching, I should say if you're doing the teaching, and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.